Media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, and thank you for joining us today. Dr. Rima Lebo and Major General Albert Stubblebine are over in Europe at the Codex Alimentarius International Private Consortium, setting world law through the already operating World Government, World Trade Organization, IMF, World Bank, UN, NATO. They'll be popping in about 30 minutes to give us a report from the Codex Alimentarius meeting. Then we're scheduled in about an hour and a half to have Congressman Ron Paul on with us on this July 3rd, 2008 edition. And then, yes, he is scheduled for more than an hour with us. Haven't had him on in a few years. It should be interesting, to say the least. He is such a global icon that he cannot be ignored. And we're bringing him on the air for you. And he's now running for Parliament in England, in the seat where one of the chief Tories quit a few weeks ago because saying that the government was setting up a police state and martial law in England. And so David Icke is running for his place in the British Parliament. I thought we'd have David Icke on for you, and he is scheduled to be joining us from his hotel room. He is on the road, so that is coming up in 2 hours from now. We will be talking to David Icke on a host of interesting issues. Today is the day. Truth Rising will be coming out tonight. Now, I know technically I said July 4th, and that is in 12 hours on the East Coast, 13 hours Central, 14 hours Mountain, 15 hours Pacific. But it will be coming out sometime this evening. We'll surprise everybody. You'll see it go live. It could go live as early as 4 or 5 o'clock Central today. And that way, with the CDN systems we have, the content distribution network systems, the servers, we can gauge it and make sure there's no overloading. Then the majority of folks, of course, will hit it tonight at midnight and then throughout the next few days. And we'll have people writing that and sitting on top of servers. It downloads super quick. I mean, we had thousands of people hit Endgame the minute it was put up on the web, and the servers didn't even hiccup. And that was when we had one CDN 8 months ago. Now we've got two big ones. You can download it in super high quality, download it in Flash, super high quality. We're going to have it in DivX for you to burn right to disk. Just amazing activist tool that PrisonPlanet.tv is. And yes, the seed funding by you being members of PrisonPlanet.tv and getting my weekly TV reports, my in-studio interviews, special sneak peeks, behind-the-scenes footage, the live fourth hour every day. Usually we do 2-3 hours a day. In-studio guest, all of it with PrisonPlanet.tv. So if you don't have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, I suggest you go over right now. It's $5.95 a month. You can do it month to month. Or if you get a year membership, you get 3 months free and save, what is it, $18, roughly. It's like $17.85, I guess, if you want to get technical. So go on over and get your PrisonPlanet.tv membership now and prepare for the info war. The 4th of July, back in 1776, the British had just blasted people who wouldn't turn their firearms in. And so they met together and said, "We declare independence against tyranny as free human beings." So I suggest you do shoot some fireworks off and eat some barbecue. But also, how about you burn copies of Truth Rising as a true revolutionary on what the day is meant for? Huge news. Stay with us.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official Fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
If you say no to a breathalyzer, you might just get stuck with a needle instead. Hello again, I'm Robert Hadler.
Good evening, I'm Michelle Vias. Chief Art Acevedo is hoping to start a program this year with a federal grant. It would train his DWI officers to take you to jail and get a search warrant for your blood. It's our top story tonight. KXAN's Matt Fleener is live along I-35 tonight with more on the chief's proposal. Matt?
Well, Michelle, say you're pulled over on the side of the highway. A cop pulls you out of your car. You can refuse a breathalyzer test all you want. The cop right now can take you to jail to get a search warrant for your blood. But what may change in the future is that officer himself doing the blood test.
Your call has been updated.
Say you've had too much to drink, or maybe not even a drop. If an officer thinks you've had one too many, Police Chief Art Acevedo says they should have the ability to draw your blood.
My intent is in the future to make it where there's no such thing as a refusal. You can refuse all you want, but we are going to aggressively seek search warrants.
The search warrant will give an officer the right to stick a needle in your arm to get a blood alcohol level, replacing the job of a jail nurse.
It's about saving money for the taxpayer. If I have an officer that's involved in a case, they're already going to be going to court. Come to find out, the defense attorneys around here are telling people don't give a test.
Folks that exercise their right shouldn't be afraid that by doing so, that Bubba police officer may stick them in the arm.
One defense attorney says police officers shouldn't play nurse as well.
The officer's going to have liability if they don't do it right. The city's going to have liability if they don't do it right. In today's times of hepatitis and AIDS and everything else, police officers don't want to be out sticking needles in people.
If I could snap my fingers tomorrow and say, hey, give me 4 to 5 nurses on my staff, I'd be more than happy, but the problem is that it's not going to work.
Instead, Acevedo said he's got a whole fleet of workers ready to train?
Probably as many as I can get the federal government to train for me.
Now, a couple of notes here. The Austin Police Association president learned about this proposal today from us. He said he did not want to comment until he talks more to Chief Art Acevedo. And the chief said he would also not ask for taxpayer money specifically from Austin, but instead rely on a federal grant. We're live along I-35 tonight. Matt Fleener, KXAN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Number one, they imply in that little newscast that it's free money from the feds. No, they take a dollar of your tax money on average and send about 33 cents back with federal control. But the idiot public has been taught while drinking their fluoride water and taking their mercury injections that it is good for them. And that federal money is free and comes down from heaven. Also, in Illinois and Indiana and other states and some areas of Texas and Arizona, they take your blood without a warrant. Now, the warrants, and we've had the head of the Texas Bar Association and others on just a few weeks ago, these aren't even real warrants. These are just blank warrants, kind of like the FISA court stuff. They've even gotten rid of that now, just know nothing, not even a rubber stamp. And the cops, this is all about threats. This is about getting them in the position for forced inoculations, setting that precedent. You will hear soon, well, they've been taking blood for years. I mean, why not give you a shot? It's about getting into your space. It's about setting those precedents. I have a video clip. We'll play the audio later if we have a chance. It's up on prisonplanet.com. It's also up on wearechange.org. I saw it there is where I saw it. And it's the cops in Tennessee, and they pull this guy over randomly, and they say they smell marijuana, and they sure enough find a little bag of marijuana in the car that George Washington smoked. You know, gotta get him. And it's a clean-cut guy, and he's saying, yes, sir. He's not doing anything wrong. And they say, I think you got marijuana in your mouth. And the guy's didn't have any in his mouth, and he goes, I'm going to choke you. And the guy's like laughing. He's going, what are you talking about? I don't have anything in my mouth. He goes, for your safety, I'm going to do this. And they choke him, and he passes out and falls in the hood, and they keep choking. And now the judge dismissed the case, and the cop's going to get fired. But the cop's saying, this is part of vascular restraint. Make sure you don't hurt yourself. And just the guy's a complete nutcase. But this is what they do when they break your arm for protesting. They say it's pain compliance, pressure compliance. Torture's been institutionalized. Choking's been institutionalized. They train you to jump on the vertebra, jump on the head, break the neck. Happens every few days. And it's just, oh, well, he died. You know, his neck was broken, or he was able to get blood to his brain. We were choking him, but that's not what killed him. And the tasers didn't kill him either. But you hear that clip, the illegal aliens in Austin, Texas, and everywhere else in this country, and I've talked to police, it's been on the news, they're told, let illegal aliens go if they're drunk, don't pull them over, don't take them to jail for no insurance, don't take them to jail for no ID. It has nothing to do with keeping you safe and stopping drinking. They're building more bars, they're building, where I live, liquor stores the size of Super Walmarts. They've got one in Kyle, south of Austin, the size of a Super Walmart. It is the size of an aircraft carrier. And they've got satellite ones that are the size of regular grocery stores. I mean, big ones. Big, big, with bloodshot eye, white bunnies is the symbol for one of them. It's called Specs. And you know, the cops are constantly driving drunk, smashing, and everybody. That's been in the news. Off-duty cops do not go to jail for drinking and driving. It's called professional courtesy. You got right at a million people in California who have special government plates, and they're allowed to drunk drive, run tolls. It's same thing in China. In China, a bunch of cities got partially burned the last couple weeks, towns, police stations, government buildings, because it's gotten so corrupt, the police are just raping women, beating people up. They work for local mobsters who rule. The local cops just take your property now, just take your house. No judge, no jury. And the people are fighting them and beating them with sticks and stones in China. I mean, China is just in revolt in the spirit of 1776. Just absolutely beautiful as they fight back against. See, that's called tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, I ought to go over that story. There's so many here in my stack. But they aren't real warrants. It's not enough. You know, in the past, they would threaten you and take you in and have a nurse take your blood. That's not enough. Now they're just going to do it with a fake warrant. Now, in other states, in some cities in Texas, they don't even have the fake warrant. They just say, we're doing it. Now, it wasn't enough that a bunch of states, including Texas, passed laws that if you refuse the breathalyzer and exercise your Fourth and Fifth Amendment, then you instantly lose your driver's license. But see, that's being defeated in court cases, so now they come in with a new criminal operation. You know, instead of police going out and if you see a drunk swerving around, taking them to jail, it's, oh no, we better, you know, again, they're training you how to be slaves in the name of stopping drunk driving. When prescription drugs kill about five times a year what drunk driving does. But, of course, our whole way of life is ending. We're going into a total police state and bankrupting the Treasury in the name of fighting imaginary Al-Qaeda groups. You have a better chance of being struck by lightning twice in 1 year than being killed by a terrorist. But it doesn't matter. They're now all over the news, white Al-Qaeda, blonde-haired, everyone's Al-Qaeda. Don't trust anyone. We got to have checkpoints on the streets. And it's being believed. While Republican memos say they want to stage terror attacks, and doesn't matter, the Democrats are about to come in with a reign of terror. All right, let me go over the news for you. We told you this would happen. All-time oil. Oil hits new record above $145 a barrel. Oil soars to $146 amid concerns over hefty drop in U.S. stockpiles, Iran conflict. Total bull. AP will never tell you why. Bloomberg, the Financial Times of London, they all say, OPEC says, there's no, everybody knows it is dollar devaluation, but you cannot tell the cattle that because they might actually put political pressure on the Congress, the private Federal Reserve, and the executive branch and both parties who are together on this, devaluing the currency. The end of prosperity for decades, bare minimum, viciously assaulting all of us. Our public is so dumbed down, they may not even know the dollar's been devalued when it is less than the peso. It is nearing parity with the peso. But again, you've already seen massive inflation internally. That's nothing compared to what it is externally. The dollar is toilet paper, approaching toilet paper in many areas of the world. But you're not going to find out until it's too late. Early in the session, prices lifted to new highs by concerns over larger-than-expected drop in U.S. oil stockpiles. You know, the threat of violent conflict with Iran and comments by Saudi Arabian oil minister suggesting his country would not boost production. Meanwhile, a group asked for divine intervention to ease oil prices, CNS News, Cybercast News Service, as the price of oil continues to rise, some are turning to God and prayer for an answer to those financial troubles. Well, God helps those that helps themselves. See, you have a criminal government that's destroying your currency. They debased it. They bought real assets offshore. Now they're leaving you holding the bag, but you'll never do that. You'll just pray. And then, of course, support the war. And rub your hand. You fools thought you were going to get, I remember all the neocons 5 years ago, oh, we're going to get lower oil prices. You know, a lot of them say on talk radio, yeah, it's about oil, so what, we need it. Take it. Like the elite want to give you something, like you're part of the elite, you thumb-sucking fake conservatives, with jars of little chicken-neck cowards that act like you're Americans. You revel in ignorance and weakness and stupidity. You think you're part of the establishment, you buffoon. The globalists hate you more than they hate the Iraqis they're exterminating right now. They hate this country. They're bringing it down every way they can, and you don't even know who the real enemy is. But you're going to find out, you scumbags. The enemy is evil, and I hate them, but I respect them. They know who they are. They know what they're doing. But you who think you're part of the system, the Pray at the Pump movement, founded by Rocky Twyman, I'm going to get this guy on, has been holding prayer vigils at gas stations across the country on Monday. Twyman decided to take his movement from Exxon Shell stations straight to the steps of the Embassy of Saudi Arabia in Washington. That isn't where it's happening. you little turd. Excuse me. Saudi Arabia isn't the one doing it. It's your precious George Bush.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet from the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Can you please sit down and shut up?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract.
To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com.
You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a protective fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
I shouldn't be so mean to these well-meaning fools. I'm just tired of seeing them raped by the establishment, led over cliffs, always being deceived, always stumbling in the wrong direction, while the globalists just laugh every time. Pray at the pump movement. Our people are really suffering through this crisis. You're going to suffer a lot more, Mr. Twyman, as the dollar implodes. Twyman told Cybercast News, we need the Saudis to release at least 1.2 million barrels of oil per day for about the next 6 months until we can get everything settled in America. If they can't do that for us, then this will help us get through the crisis. No, it won't. If they release that much oil, you might see oil prices just stay at $4.20 per gallon on average at the pump. Some places are paying $5.50 for 87 octane. You understand, it is not scarcity. Maybe 15% of the 100% increase we've seen the last year, 100% before that. The vast majority is dollar devaluation. And we're in a race to try to explain this to the people. Very simple, but we've never experienced a currency destruction, implosion in this nation, and so they just don't understand it. It's kind of like when sailors would land on an island that would have wild pigs on it that had never seen humans. The pigs would just walk right up to them and they could kill them. Or, you know, the same thing goes for dodo birds. That's why they got extinct there in that particular island. Didn't have porcines on it, didn't have pigs, but it had dodos and things in Galapagos. And because they just walked right up to the sailors, and they were big fat birds with a lot of meat on them. The sailors killed all of them and ate them. Because they didn't know, and that's what Americans are. We don't know. We're just like, don't know that black ski masks and people taking blood on street corners and cameras and firing troops and illegal aliens above the law and giant prisons being built everywhere. They don't know what that means. They're like dodo birds walking right up to a sailor who's just gotten off a ship, who's starving to death. It's over. Your lunch on the table. It's just ridiculous. I've got all this other news. We've got some guests coming up. Then when I start the next hour before Ron Paul joins us, I'll get more into all the big stack of news on what's happening with the economy. I did want to briefly describe what my new film is all about. It's about showing people what the 9/11 truth movement is, A, and showing people how you can get in politicians and world leaders and celebrities' faces and take over media events and have your voice heard and short-circuit the controlled corporate prostitute media. It's about showing how the globalists cold-bloodedly knew that the dust, the deadly mercury and concrete and asbestos was going to kill the police, military, firemen, and blocked getting them treatment. And the Mount Sinai documents and how over 1,000 have died so far, and now the 55,000 are very sick, and it's going to be thousands and thousands dying every month now. It's accelerating. It was like 500 a year ago. Now it's like 1,300 last time I looked. And then it's just the problem's exploding. But more importantly, it also gets into how there were bombs in the buildings. I mean, the film has information about the facts of 9/11 all throughout it. And it shows the police state, how they arrest bike riders in New York, how they beat them up, how the police run warrantless checkpoints all over, how you can't walk across the country without being harassed everywhere, how the police come up and threaten to set you up on video. I mean, this is a very important film. And it's meant to energize and grow not just the 9/11 truth movement, but to get people out of their shells and active. And it's to personalize who the 9/11 truth movement is and what we're doing to people, because we're under attack. We're being demonized everywhere. Every cable news channel from MSNBC to CNBC to CNN to Fox is saying the military should be used against 9/11 truthers. We should be shot. We should be killed. We should be taken to secret camps and tortured. We should be tasered. We should be beaten to pulp. They lie and say we're carrying out bombings. They say we're working with Al-Qaeda. This is all in the film. The media is saying that. Showing they're scared. Showing the establishment's worry. Congressional hearings saying that we've got to be stopped. Because, you see, the establishment knows they carried out the attacks, knows that black op elements carried out 9/11. And people keep saying 9/11 was almost 7 years ago. Why does it matter? It's the foundation of the whole police state takeover, the foundation of the wars that are bankrupting us, destroying our name, the foundation of the new war we're about to see. It's the big lie. It's the master key that opened the gates of liberty and let tyranny in. If that myth, that fraud, that lie can be brought down, then they morally lose all their credibility and the enemy has been fully discredited. And we've already done that to a great extent, but we've got to continue. We're having massive success. And a lot of people sacrifice to do this, and to all of you, in 9/11 Truth, I salute you. Truth Rising is your film. Use it to take this country and this world back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Here I am at a gathering of friends, minding my own business, when one of our buddies, Bob, walks up to me, very concerned. He says, "Wow, have you seen the gasoline prices lately?" And I said, "Oh, of course. Woo, they're high." He says, "Yeah." He says, "What am I going to do? I've got a truck. There's no way anybody's going to buy my truck in this market. I really need the truck for my job. It uses more gas than I can afford. I've got to find a way to come up with some extra money. I got a wife with four kids at home. I don't know what to do." I said, "Bob, relax. I know what to do. Call eFoodsDirect.com or go up on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. They will deliver food, really good, high-quality, nutritional, delicious food to your door now, right there in front of your house, for about half the price that you were paying for groceries last year. You can take the savings from that, offset the cost of your fuel, and use it to buy more inexpensive food to hedge against tomorrow's increasing food prices. Why don't you do that, Bob?" He said, "eFoodsDirect.com." I said, "Yep, call them at 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Do it now.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You said one love, one life, when it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share it. It leaves you, baby, if you don't care for it.
Here's some of the news. Oil hits $146 a barrel. Worried oil chiefs fail to find consensus.
Did I disappoint?
AFP, if you go read what the world oil chiefs and OPEC actually say, they're worried about the dollar implosion crisis. That's what they say in all their press releases, but you're not allowed to know that here in the United States, because this is the land of deception and fraud. L.A., Miami home foreclosure rates more than double. New foreclosures almost quadrupled in Los Angeles and double in Miami in the second quarter, as much as $5 billion worth of loans going bad in L.A. alone, an online real estate data company. The number of homes scheduled for auction in Los Angeles rose 14,505 compared to just 3,797 the same period of a year earlier. Property shrank Shark said in a report distributed by email in Miami-Dade County, the number climbed to 2,677 from 1,282. The foreclosure chart for Los Angeles is unfortunately starting to look like a ski jump. A member of Property Shark's foreclosure products team said in a statement. Continuing here, this is out of the Los Angeles Times. It goes on to report that there are entire neighborhoods that are completely empty as people now, as the tent cities are expanding from Michigan to California to Florida to New York State. And meanwhile, Secretary of the Treasury Paulson says everything's great. The economy is going to start booming now. Meanwhile, Starbucks to close 600 stores, hundreds of major chains either closing branches or completely shutting down, manufacturing leaving, open discussions of General Motors imploding. Meanwhile, all over the country, the police are announcing under federalization they're going to be taking blood without warrants at checkpoints. UK report predicts brain implants and mass revolution. American Free Press did that report. The debate is over. Waterboarding is torture. Article by Paul Watson. China-inspired interrogations at Gitmo. They use communist Chinese torture manuals to carry out the torture. Meanwhile, there's disgusting Fox News reports about how wonderful it is to live at Gitmo, where you live outdoors in cages 24 hours a day being bitten by mosquitoes, and then they chain you down and wheel you to the bathroom. That's what set the camp, but they got Fox News reports claiming that it's that it is some type of health club. I'm not joking. By the way, Fox News just got caught yesterday taking two New York Times writers and putting bags under their eyes, stretching their faces, doubling the size of their noses, and putting it in a newscast like it was real. I mean, that's how dumb they think their viewers are, folks. That's an insult to you. That's the type of deception that's going on by the mainstream media. Okay. Let's stop right there. We do have our guest joining us from Geneva, Switzerland. Codex Alimentarius is now taking place, and we are joined by Major General Albert Stubblebine, former head of Army Intelligence, former head of Special Forces, former heads of just all sorts of really amazing programs, and his wife, Dr. Rima Labo. So we're really excited about that. They are there. Last time they went to Codex, they were escorted out, even though they had passes at gunpoint. And that was in Rome. They are there right now. We're very honored to have them reporting for us. Again, we have... who should I go to first? I know there's Major General Stubblebine and Dr. Labo. Again, welcome both of you.
Well, thank you so much. I'm probably more the introvert or the extrovert, so I'll start because I can't resist. But General Stubblebine is here too. This time we were not met by armed guards the way we were in Rome, because we didn't pre-register, so they didn't have the guards standing there. We've learned that much. This time we were forced to attend the Codex meeting from a totally empty balcony, which, by the way, didn't have much air conditioning, and it is summer here in Europe, too, just like the United States, where there were no desks to work on. There were no plugs readily available for plugging electrical supplies for the computers in.
So they put you in the doghouse.
They put us in the peanut gallery, as a matter of fact. The doghouse would have been an improvement, but nonetheless, there we were, and we had a chance to observe what one person recently called a kangaroo court for food. Food is being weaponized by the multinational depopulationists, and Codex is a prime tool of that weaponization. So they've wrapped themselves in a cloak of legitimacy, as if everything they do makes sense and has some sort of international authorization.
Sanction,
and authority,
yeah.
Just exactly the way the police state is being cloaked in legitimacy with bogus bills and memoranda and executive orders, which are totally illegitimate, but the pretense is that they're legitimate actions. And
Before Congress, John Yoo and Addington, the two White House lawyers, would not say that the president couldn't order the torture of children or burial alive just last week. Just amazing.
Yes. And it's the same level of lack of decency, lack of principle that's leading to the food adulteration as if it made some sort of sense. But I'm happy to tell you, as corrupt and as crumblingly evil as Codex is, and I do believe that it's evil at its root, although the mid-level bureaucrats who attend it and carry out its standards and guidelines in their home countries haven't got a clue.
Yeah, they've got the false
really
paradigm download. You know, they're given that false mission statement, and they're told they're doing these things for a different reason. And then if they actually read the core originating documents, it says the UN said at the big world population summit in the late 90s in China, the head of the UN food program said, "We are using food as a weapon, and we are weaponizing it." We're talking to medical doctor Rima Labo and, of course, her husband, Major General Albert Stubblebine. For those that don't know, you mean you're so close to this problem, one of the world-leading experts on Codex, and so is General Stubblebine. In a nutshell, tell us what the overarching tentacles of Codex is doing, what it's up to, and basically why you're there trying to stop it. Break it down for people and then get into that weaponization of food. And then I want to get General Stubblebine's take on what you're witnessing.
Sure. Let me go backwards. Why we're here is because General Stubblebine and I closed our private medical practice in 2004 because we saw this great evil stalking the earth, weaponizing food and poisoning the world's food supply, quite literally, to allow the pharmaceutical and death industry, the illness care industry, which goes by the name of the health care industry, but of course it's no such thing. We saw it gathering in the abundance that people produce when they're sick inside the illness care industry, but using food as a principal tool to make them sick, keep them that way, and then of course have them die. And we said we can't be silent and watch this and just protect ourselves, fill a freezer full of supplements and grow our own organic food, because that would make us perpetrators by our very silence. So we closed our practice, and that, by the way, is an ethical position that I hold very dear. If you know that evil is being perpetrated and you do nothing, you become a perpetrator. So we closed our practice and we created the Natural Solutions Foundation, which is an independent 501c3 not-for-profit organization which has no government or corporate or other major interest sponsorship. And its website is healthfreedomusa.org. And we said we have to study this health freedom issue carefully, and we have to attack the things that are attacking our health freedom wherever we find them. And the first place that we found them was Codex. We realized, and I had been studying Codex for about a decade before that, we realized that Codex had a solution and that solution was a legal one. So we asked a couple of very, very fine lawyers, one of whom is our trustee for the foundation, Ralph Fusatola, and another of whom is a long-term freedom advocate, Jim Turner, in Washington, D.C. We asked them if they wouldn't study Codex and the World Trade Organization and its agreements and other relevant laws and documents and come up with a solution. And they did that pro bono, thousands of hours pro bono.
Exactly. I want to be clear, Dr. Labo and General Stubblebine, I want to give you guys credit because I've been studying Codex for more than a decade and having a lot of experts on, and just in the last few years, you guys have effectively exposed them like no one else and effectively showed people alternatives and have been effectively really damaging their credibility, and so we all owe you a debt of gratitude. And so,
well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
We've been trying, and they certainly know it. I mean, we are not their favorite people.
That's the understatement of the year.
When we get attacked by Codex, publicly and dramatically, I always take it with a note of appreciation and say thank you, because they confirm that we're on target and that our strategies are tremendously effective.
General, what's that old saying about you're over the target, you're going to be getting the flak? I mean, that's how you know when you're over the target.
That's exactly right. But I must say, the armed guards were quite startling. We realized that countries do not have to adopt the Codex standards. Now let me back up and explain what Codex is. Very briefly, Codex is a UN commission that is run by its parent bodies at the request of the UN. Those parent bodies are the World Health Organization, and despite its lovely name, the World Health Organization is one of those international organizations which has declared that the only way to make the world sustainable is to kill 80 to 90% of its population.
And that's official and United Nations biological diversity assessments, policy at all the major university biology divisions. I've made a film called Endgame on it. I want everybody listening, when you understand, the doctor is not joking. Go ahead.
No, I'm not joking. Today, somebody said to me, I was doing another radio interview today, and somebody said to me, well, but don't you think that people will just think that you're involved in a conspiracy theory? And I said, not if they study the facts. It's very simple. We know it, you know it, I know it, and those of us who are alert know it. It's very important that we know it, because the more of us that know these facts, the more of us that have read the Millennium 2000 document, the more of us that understand that Kissinger's Memorandum 200, in which he said that the first priority of American foreign policy must be depopulation, starting with the third world. I mean, these people are so blatant. They think that we are so uninformed and so powerless that they tell us exactly what they have in mind, and then they go ahead and do exactly what they said they were going to do.
Well, I think that's the hiding in plain. I think that's the hiding in plain sight. To get their own minions on board, they have to say this is legal and good and open, and then hope the public doesn't notice. That's kind of why they come out and say torture's okay and can be done, so that their own officers will go, well, they're talking about it on TV, it must be okay.
It must be okay, exactly. But I'm always stunned by the fact that folks like this make it clear what they're intending. Khomeini said for 20 years when he was in exile in Paris, here's what I'm going to do. And then he did it. And as I always like to point out to General Stubblebine, the United States intelligence system
Hitler
missed it totally. However, that's not the point. The point is that Khomeini said, I'm going to take over Iran, and here's how I'm going
to
do it.
Well, Hitler said what he was going to do, didn't he, General Stubblebine?
Exactly. Did you hear that? I don't think he heard
that. Well, we're going to bring him in after the break. I just want to give you both equal time. I mean, I know he wants you to so continue. It's this takeover.
Codex was founded, and this story is on our website, healthfreedomusa.org, as a video, and that's the Nutricide video, which you can click on and watch. Codex was founded when the former head of IG Farben, sitting in jail for crimes against humanity after the Nuremberg War Tribunal, said, hey, we didn't have to use all those personnel and worry about the Cyclone B production and so on. We could have just controlled the world through food. So he got out of jail, went back to work, became the head of Bayer Pharmaceuticals again, and called a bunch of his former underlings who were also pharmaceutical executives and had been in jail with him together and said, let's suggest to the UN that it take over the world trade of food. The UN was only too happy to do that.
Now, doctor, a medical doctor, for everybody listening, what she's saying is historical fact. They document it all on their website. I've independently researched it. What they're saying is accurate. People will say, well, Bayer's not doing that now. In every case, with Factor VIII, for more than a decade, millions of people got HIV and hepatitis. They knew every ampule of the Factor VIII blood drug, had it in there, and their own documents came out. I had the lawyer that won the suit against them, Pap Antonio, was on MSNBC as well, and they got their own documents where they knowingly said this will kill everyone that takes it, ship it out. But it wasn't just that they didn't care. They thought it was good, just like Hitler killed the hemophiliacs. Go ahead.
Not be aware in the United States that the birthday of Fritz Termeer, the head of Bayer Pharmaceutical and the architect of Codex. The birthday of Fritz Termeer, the convicted war criminal, the man who sold people for pharmaceutical experiments during World War II and enslaved slave labor inmates, and arranged for the killing program of children before World War II. Fritz Termeer is a man whose birthday is celebrated as a holiday in Germany. Think about that. Anyway, he said, being a creative sort of fellow, why don't we have the UN take over the world trade of food? Now, I keep pointing out to people that when the pharmaceutical industry becomes interested in food, we have a big problem, because if healthy people who are eating healthy food don't become patients, the pharmaceutical industry suffers financially. They don't like that.
Okay, so you're there, doctor. We've got a break. I want to move quick through what they're trying to ram through right now on the agenda and how we shoot them down. You really sum that up, who they are, what their agenda is. GMO food, pharmacological food, quote, forcing vaccines, brain-altering live virus vaccines into the food to, quote, make us well mentally. I'm not kidding.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from AnotherUntoldStory.com.
There is an untold story behind the bombing of Pearl Harbor. The story told and told for years is that it was a surprise attack. But there are facts in that story that have gone untold that, when told, makes one think coincidence or conspiracy. Such as all those defending fighter airplanes parked out in the open in the middle of the field so one or two bombs could take them all out. Such as, but a few days before, the anti-aircraft artillery ammunition was put away and locked up. Was it a coincidence or perfect timing that the government did something that assured the Marine and Army bases would be pretty well empty of men the day of the attack? And the day before the attack, the Pacific fleet of ships brought into the harbor and tied up like sitting ducks? And how did the Japanese not only know they would be there, but the name of the ships that would be there and where when they were still coming in, being tied in Saturday evening prior to the early Sunday morning attack? Hear one of the Marines that was there tell all this and more. He was one of the Marines with a rifle that shot down a Japanese Zero that day. Guess what they found on the Japanese pilot that changes the story facts from coincidence to conspiracy, treachery, and treason? Hear him at AnotherUntoldStory.com.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Way up north,
up to Alaska.
Way up north,
up to Alaska.
North to Alaska.
Well, we're going north to Geneva, Switzerland, where private banking interests have their United Nations with the military enforcement of NATO, the UN, and the United States. And they are taking over world food production, world food standards controls. They're the people that get worldwide certification of basting all the meat in live viruses grown in huge vats with other viruses that have been connected to all sorts of cancers and problems. And for 4 years, we are eating that here in the United States. They soak our meat in live viruses. If you think I'm joking, folks, just Google it. It's mainstream news. They'll tell you how great it is. This is what Dr. is talking about. This is what the general is talking about, Dr. Rima Labo and Major General Albert Stubblebine. She is an MD, and they'll be with us for another 30 minutes up until Ron Paul. And she was just telling me during the break that it was their plan that they put together that Ron Paul has adopted as his Health Freedom Initiative. Tell us briefly about that, because I want to hear about the positive things you and others are doing. I mean, I knew that behind the scenes. And, of course, you told me about that. We may be letting a secret out of the bag. But the point is, you guys are really effective.
Thank you. Ron Paul was speaking truth to power and to the people. And we think that that is incredibly important. Now, as a 501c3, we can't endorse a candidate, but we can educate. And one of the things that we've been doing is supporting all of his health freedom bills, like 2117 and others. So we ask people to sign up for our health freedom alerts and become mouse warriors. The voice of the people is strikingly significant. That's what we're putting into practice. That's what the people who forced New York State back off compulsory vaccines are proving.
And we're forcing the hormones out of the milk.
Exactly.
That's what's frustrating to me, Doctor, and I want General Stubblebine to pop in now, and then we'll get more into solutions because we've got more time with you, is that when the people take action, we have power. The frustrating thing is they don't think they have power and won't get moving. I mean, can you rally the troops, General, and explain to them the power of the individual taking action with info?
Well, I think so. The answer to that is absolutely. One of our purpose of the foundation is literally to protect all of our freedoms. That includes our health freedom. And, of course, in Codex, it's about degrading our food quality, degrading the food. Degraded food means a degraded health. Degraded health means that you got to have vitamins and minerals, but the Codex has degraded the vitamins and minerals. The result of that, you cannot protect your health, and so you take drugs, and then you die. We don't think that that's the right way to go, and that's one of the reasons, only one, but that's one of the reasons why we've been so vigorous and so challenging in our meetings with Codex. We do not believe that they have a right of degrading the food so that you cannot be healthy. I think that's terrible.
Tell them about the pig meat.
Oh, there was a meeting in the United States recently regarding veterinary drugs and usage, and one of the countries that wanted to come very badly was China.
This is a Codex meeting.
Yeah, this is a Codex meeting in the United States, chaired by the United States, and the United States would not allow China to have visas, so they couldn't come to the meeting. Well, what China said just yesterday was that we tried to get to the meeting, we couldn't get our visas, and but we do not believe that you should authorize the beta agonists into the pig meat. China is the largest creator, the largest producer of pigs. And
General, stay there. We got to come back in 60 seconds. We're going to come back on the other side and tell us what they're wanting to put in the pig meat and what our government's trying to keep secret.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open.
you will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're talking to Major General Stubblebine and his wife, Dr. Rima Lebo, MD. They're at the Codex Alimentarius Global Government Food Takeover Meeting in Geneva, Switzerland. He was getting into China, the biggest pork producer, doesn't want to put a particular agent into the meat, but I guess the U.S. does and Codex does. Please continue, General.
Well, the answer is you're exactly right. The U.S. is pushing to allow the use of these beta agonists, and of course, what they do is they create heart problems, lung problems, stroke problems. You know, so they are not very good for your health. China says don't do that, but China was not allowed to have visas to get into the country to be at the meeting to complain. So at the meeting just yesterday, China said, but we couldn't get our visas, but we do not believe that you should put that in. And the result of that, and they were backed up by the EU, who said, we are the second producer of all of this, and we don't believe they should go in. The result was, however, that the chairman said, well, you weren't there, you couldn't present your case, and we're going to do it. So,
but we're going to talk about it for another year, and then we're going to do it.
Yeah.
So it was a kangaroo court for this poison.
It was
food.
Worse than a kangaroo court because it wasn't even nice.
It's a rubber stamp. Doctor, you're a medical doctor. What do these chemicals do?
These particular chemicals not only fatten the hogs so they come to market heavier, which means they're worth more to the producers, but they also cause, when they're ingested by human beings, heart problems. They cause stroke. They cause blood pressure to fall rapidly. They cause breathing difficulties and can cause death. And their metabolites, the things that they're turned into by the body of the pig, are even more toxic. So of course they should be banned, but the United States never met a chemical additive that it didn't like.
Now
it
let's be clear. Cancer's exploding. Everything's exploding. You've got women who are 5'5", the husband's 5'9", but their daughters are over 6'2". Obviously, the growth hormone. There are hundreds of thousands of British, millions of U.S. children are going into puberty below 8, tens of thousands at age 3. Instead of saying, get off the GMO, get off the hormones, this is in the news, they then shoot them up with other toxic hormones to suppress that. What is all, again, I mean, this is the black op. This is the extermination.
You know, I tell this story, and it's very instructive. Within minutes of my writing a blast, an e-blast, to my list, saying perhaps it's no accident that pharmaceuticals are the major killer in the United States. More people die from pharmaceuticals properly used than from cancer, cardiovascular disease, stroke, diabetes, and obesity, the five major killers. Within minutes of my writing that, my website was hit by a DDoS, a distributed denial of service attack. When my webmaster put up a page saying, we're having technical difficulties, please come back later, his two servers, totally unconnected with ours, were also hit by DDoSs, and every site on his servers. When he took down the page, his sites came back up within minutes. So this is, I found that a very, very instructive and confirmatory moment.
Exactly.
There's no question that this is being, pharmaceuticals in our food and in our bodies are being used to harm us and control
us. Doctor,
and by the way,
that's an underlying, a underlining, that's a exclamation point, that when they open up on you in the info war, open up on you with fire, you know it's real. And I've had all the same stuff happen to folks. I don't mean we have a server problem and blame it on them. No, I mean real attacks where they come in with codes, get into servers, turn our servers off, denial of service attacks coming from Pentagon computers. We can track it right back to where it is. Dr. Labo, General Stubblebine, stay there. Talk more about what's happening currently at the meeting, what we can do, your website, how folks can get involved on the other side of this quick break. Long segment coming up. Stay with us.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our Doomsday Water Filter System. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth in 5 years, we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
Truth Rising. Download the film at prisonplanet.tv right now or get the DVD at infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Truth Rising is scheduled to come out at midnight Central Standard Time this evening. A little hint to our loyal listeners and the PrisonPlanet.tv members. It's going to be out this evening early, so you can watch it tonight. It'll be blasted all over the web tomorrow. But see it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. DivX versions to burn right to DVD, play on most DVD players. As you can spread the word immediately, explosive growth of this info. If we don't expose that the New World Order crime syndicate carried out the attacks, that's their big excuse for their police state to force Codex and everything else down our throats. And I wanted to bring this up to you, Doctor, because you're a medical doctor and have looked into their operations. I remember about 9 years ago, I learned about the new class of vaccines. I read UN documents, big university reports. They were very proud of it, saying they were going to genetically engineer the crops to have to grow the vaccine themselves. But the vaccine is a live virus And they said things like, oh, so Asians don't use opium. It will go in and create plaques in the neurons to where they can't absorb the opiate. But then they had a footnote, but we've shown in studies with rats and guinea pigs that they then aren't as happy because the opiates simulate natural endorphins. So they're literally destroying the receptors. And then they said, oh, we could also get, you know, force in England a shot of a virus that attacks your brain and blocks you being able to ever, you know, have nicotine or, quote, being obese, wanting to eat. And then I read the government documents about literally having it attack the centers of our brain, which, quote, make us aggressive. Oh, we could give people shots who are murderers. But then you really read it's to attack aggression centers. We're talking about viral lobotomies. And now they're coming, you know, the HPV shot is a live cancer virus, has killed a bunch of people. The Gardasil. Can you speak to that and how Codex ties into that?
Oh, I certainly can. One of the things that I love about being on your show, Alex, is you keep giving me opportunities to talk about the things that I'm most head up about, and these are some of them. Codex just accepted all genetically modified plants as safe. Doesn't matter what the genetic modification is, now they're safe. And when Sudan objected to this and when Iran objected to this, the chairman literally started screaming at first Sudan and then Iran and closed discussion. He said, we've already accepted animals as safe that are genetically modified. What's the difference? Plants are safe. But the report on biotechnology, which was formally adopted at this meeting of Codex, says in its annex number 3, and it's a very interesting annex, which I'm going to publish on our website, it says that plants modified to produce increased amounts of nutrients are either so dangerous that we don't know their effects on human beings, and it can't be studied in a laboratory. It must be studied on large populations of human beings.
Yeah, long term.
That's interesting. Or they produce nutrients which are not effective, or they produce nutrients which are themselves toxic, or they produce nutrients which compete with the real nutrients, and we don't know. But we've accepted them. We, as Codex, have accepted them.
Yeah, I mean, let's be clear. At least with a new drug, they've got a claim they've gotten approval. I mean, with this, they're just saying anything goes, jellyfish genes in monkeys, human genes in pigs, already on the table, insect genes in cows, already on the table, cloned milk, already radiating everything, bathing it in, quote, bacteria-eating viruses. That's what the Latin translates to for listeners. Just... And then all the top scientists admit this is the stuff that could cause a Soylent Green chain reaction and really hurt the earth. Instead, they want to regulate carbon dioxide that plants breathe. Can you speak to that?
And insects are now being genetically modified to deliver vaccines. It's not enough to just have the live viruses in the foods. And by the way, every genetically modified cell contains a live virus. It's called the cauliflower mosaic promoter virus.
Trigger, yeah.
And it is itself extremely closely related to the agent involved in HIV.
Yes.
And it mutates rapidly. So we're already getting live viruses in our foods whose impact is unknown, at least to us, but we can
tell me if I'm correct. This
is
what the other medical doctors and genetic engineers have said. That is basically a bioweapon trigger accelerator, a weaponized trigger, and then they used it and stick it. Okay, General, we're talking about total insanity. It's already causing cancer to shoot up thousands of percentile in almost every category. Total bedlam. Obviously, they're carrying out eugenics doing this. They're even endangering themselves. What is it like for you, with all of your military and intelligence training, to see this? I mean, to see a plan this diabolical?
It is horrible. It is absolutely horrible. You know, you spend your life protecting all your freedoms, and then you take a look, you go to one of these meetings, and what do you see in front of you? And, oh, by the way, we're not allowed to talk at the meeting. We're not allowed to express ourselves because we are just public observers. So we can't even speak up. If we need to talk, we need to talk through one of the delegations. And so we're sitting there essentially muzzled during this this meeting. We couldn't say anything. We listened to China getting raped, essentially. and being shut up because they couldn't get their visas because the United States didn't want them to come and say, no, you can't put a beta agonist into the pork. And so you're absolutely frustrated. And so everything, incidentally, it is at this point where you've got to stop and say, okay, where is the Achilles heel in all of this? And then go after the Achilles heels, because that's the only way we're going to win.
And they have two Achilles heels. One is our voice and our knowledge. And just as you shine the light of truth on these nefarious and would-be secret activities that they can't carry out once we know, or they can't carry out easily once we know what they're doing and say, we know that this is going on. At the same time, the African countries and the other poor countries of the world have the key to stopping what's going on, and that's why we work with them. That's why we visit them. So those are their two Achilles heels in Codex.
And let me tell you, the one of the things that Rima did just before the meeting in Ottawa was she prepared a paper that was so devastating against GMOs that anyone that read it would say, I should never, ever do that. Well, we got it into the meeting. We got it submitted by a South African delegate. The U.S. was so upset with what South African delegate had done that they called her boss in South Africa, And I think they talked to the president of the country. I'm not absolutely positive.
And the Minister of Health.
But certainly to the Minister of Health. And forced South Africa to retract this devastating document. Well, South Africa had to. I mean, the delegate had to. However, we had also distributed to all of the other African delegates, and it got back into the system. And, oh, by the way, GMOs got stopped at that meeting.
Exactly, because you guys would go to the meeting.
The labeling.
I mean, it takes boots on the ground. Now, for those that don't know, right now, 10 major food crops are GMO in the U.S. They're planning to now bring in unlimited, basically take everything over, and they come in and buy land next to other major growth belts to infect all the other crops. That's come out in Monsanto documents as a battle plan. They even call it a battle plan. This is all done militarily to, in Monsanto's words in 99, this was even a National Geographic, to infect everything with their genetic code, then they own kangaroo courts that will claim that they own the world's biosphere. So as bad as all the toxins and death and GMO is now, am I correct in saying, Doctor, it is about to explode?
It's getting worse.
Let me remind your listeners that the Doomsday Vault was not named that by you and me and the other so-called conspiracy theorists, Alex. The Doomsday Vault, which contains 3 million varieties of non-genetically modified seeds in a mountain in Svalbard in the north of Norway, way above the Arctic Circle, is there because when they bring about Doomsday, then they'll be in their hidey holes underground. We die. Then they come back, and hopefully for their sakes, through technology, they reinstate a biosphere that works while they have finished off those of us who were above ground and vulnerable.
Now, let me stop you. A lot of their documents say that, but we see that message in Moonraker and now in the new WALL-E movie. That's exactly what happens.
Precisely. But I say it doesn't happen. You say it doesn't happen. And we have options. The Natural Solutions Foundation has a name that tells you something about what we do. We find solutions after we identify problems. One of the solutions is to take back the production of food. And so we're creating a project in Panama to do just that.
Okay, I want to come back from break in the final segment with General Stubblebine and Dr. Labo, talk about that solution. But first, I'm trying to get my mind wrapped around this. I think I know all this stuff. I study it constantly. They are now going to use insects as vaccine delivery mechanisms?
That is correct.
Tell me about that.
And who's to stop them from delivering plagues through genetically modified
insects? Well, we know they've done an actual test on that. That's been declassified. But, I mean, you're saying they're working on insects? Tell me about that.
Yes. I have documentation that was provided by a person who lives in South Africa about the worldwide program to genetically modify insects, allegedly to protect us against malaria through injecting certain proteins and against dengue fever and yellow fever, and also to deliver vaccines. The one problem that they've seen with that is that people who get bitten a lot might get so many doses of the vaccine that it would be a health problem.
Well, can it also mutate inside the carrier?
Not only can it, it will.
Yeah, inside the vector insect. Okay, final segment, Major General Stubblebine, Dr. Labo, and we'll give you out their website again. They are effectively out there engaging the New World Order at point-blank range. Got to have them up for a couple hours to debrief them when they get back. Stay with us. They are in Switzerland right now.
Good morning. This is Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 3rd, 2008. Gold opened at $930.50. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $957.27, $471.45 for half, and $235.73 for quarter ounce. That's $957.27, $471.45, and $235.73.
Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders is skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rody Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune, as long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
the preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market
down.
Yeah,
when you got two parents below 6 feet tall and the girl 6'3", you got a problem. When she's 5 and has breasts, you got a problem. Your boys are hyper-feminine. Your women are ultra-feminine. So hormones, the estrogen-mimicking systems alone, are devastating. This isn't a joke, women. That's why breast cancer keeps spiraling upward and upward, and they give you all these fake reasons, and you go on the jogging track, and you go and you have these little events. It's a big industry. They glamorize your death. They glamorize the men dying. It's totally sick. We got about 4 minutes left, General Stubblebine. Dr. Lebo, you're there in Switzerland covering Codex 2008, the big global meeting. In closing, what are some of the other things they're doing, their agenda, and how do we stop them?
Well, let me jump in right quick. First and foremost, all of our funding comes from little people. We get contributions from just individuals. We don't have any government backing. We don't have any large backing from commerce. So we depend entirely on the contributions that come from little people like your listeners. So you can make a recurring a donation to us. Just $1 a month would be a great help to get us to these meetings, to give us the resources so we can go and do the fights that need to be fought.
And you guys had a world-renowned clinic. You gave that up 4 years ago to go out and do this.
That's
exactly right. We gave up every bit of what we used to have as income. We do not have that anymore.
We've spent about $800,000 of our own money, and frankly, we're just about tapped out. So if we don't do this together, it doesn't happen. Very, very simple.
We've got to back your mission. We've got to back your mission.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. You can go to our website, healthfreedomusa.org.
Push on the button, contribute.
And you can also sign up for the Health Freedom Alert, and then take the actions and disseminate the emails. But you can also start eating organic. If you're eating the standard American diet, if you're eating prepared food, you're killing yourself. If you're feeding it to your children, you're killing them.
HealthFreedomUSA.org, HealthFreedomUSA.org. I mean, I want to be clear. I've had Nobel Prize winners, top scientists, probably 40, 50 of them over the last 6, 7 years, genetic engineers who were making millions a year working for companies, and then they would feed, say, a potato in one case that had new amino acids alone because they changed one thing in the potato, but it would randomly change hundreds of other things each time it replicated, and it would kill all the rats. And he said, you can't approve this. And they said, we approve it, and it's been on the market for a decade. I mean, that's one example. And now the horrors, and we're eating this. I mean, this is killing us.
And there's no safety testing. None. Zero.
The whole world here at Codex believes that the United States conducts safety testing on genetically modified food. The truth is that it's illegal to label it, and the U.S. government is prohibited from conducting or examining safety testing on genetically modified food. But they approve it all on principle, the principle of evil, of course, and you eat it and you die.
And
so
the UN,
eat organic, grow your own food.
And the UN has said they are using food as a weapon, not just of starvation, but as PDD 200 says, as the State Department memorandum says, this is a biological eugenics program 100 times the size of the Manhattan Project. Their entire world agenda is about killing us. General, do you agree?
We agree.
I have been with the general to the poorest places in the world, Alex, and I've asked people who have no hope, people in Ethiopia who are dying of endless misery and starvation, the abjectly poor, and I've said, would the useless eaters among you please hold up your hand, those who are willing to die for the New World Order, would you please just come up here and lie down and die? And you know what?
The answer is none.
Nobody ever said, yeah, take
me. Not one. Not one.
Well, you know, we need to take these globalists out. They need to be tried, and if humans are so bad, they need to go first.
You know what? This is a winnable war. We need the resources to win it. And sadly, people just sort of sit around and say, well, maybe somebody else will do it, or maybe they won't.
A lot of people don't have the initiative. I have taken action in my life and see nothing but success. That's why you and the general are dangerous. He's had success. You've had success. You know this is winnable. And I'm telling the listeners, if you're not going to do it, nobody is. You have to take action. And it starts by getting control of your life and only eating properly certified organic food. It starts there, doesn't it?
It sure does.
And it also starts with their voices saying no.
And that's why we ask people to become mouse warriors by going to the website, healthfreedomusa.org, and signing up for the Health Freedom Alerts. You have no idea how important that is.
Absolutely.
Until you see your success.
General, doctor, thank you both for joining us. Please report back as soon as you can.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon. God bless. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
For centuries, Salk products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best Salk-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of Salk-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil simple natural cleaning products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more. All designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live. Jason Mermis will be sitting in for me tomorrow when Truth Rising is released at prisonplanet.tv and on DVD at infowars.com. Truth is rising all across the world. The people are waking up to the global crime syndicate, to their activities taking over our food, our water, our resources, our liberties, our freedoms. We are joined by Congressman Ron Paul, Dr. Ron Paul, for the rest of this hour, the next 25 minutes or so, to cover what's happening with the economy, what's happening with the buildup for war with Iran, what's developing here domestically, both parties basically coming out for torture, coming out for warrantless wiretapping. We'll cover the gamut. But before we go any further, tragically last Thursday, we didn't learn about it until Monday because the family was private, the head of the Ron Paul 2008 campaign, friends with Ron Paul since 87, Kent Schneider, just a great guy who you could call at 10 o'clock at night, you know, on a Sunday about, you know, getting Ron Paul on or some event. I mean, he just worked around the clock, lost a 8-plus-week battle with double viral pneumonia, and I wanted to spend a few minutes remembering him with the congressman who's on the Hill right now. Congressman, I'd like to say it's good to have you on, but I'd like to have you on under better circumstances.
Yes, it would be nice. It's really a sad event. Kent worked with me and for me in the campaign in 1988. He was a college student back then, and that was the Libertarian campaign. And he's worked for me essentially ever since. There was a small break there, but he was involved in D.C. with me. And then he was the one that I gave credit to for really giving me the final sales pitch. And I think even you had encouraged me to run before I did, but and a lot of people did. But it was finally Kent who sat down and outlined the value of it. And so I give him a lot of credit. If we did achieve anything, if it was a worthwhile venture, which I believe it has been, Kent deserves a lot of credit for it.
Congressman, since you mentioned the worthwhile venture and Kent pushing you over the edge or the camel straw that, you know, set all this in motion, the straw that broke the camel's back, we've had a great victory. And I always want the listeners to realize that tens of millions of people now know the Federal Reserve is private. They know about the currency tax, the inflation tax. They know about the New World Order. Instead of there being a fake neocon or communist choice on the colleges, everywhere I go and all the people I talk to say the new dominant force isn't liberal or conservative. It is true liberty, what you'd call constitutionalist. And you running, it just has energized so much. Can you speak to that?
Well, you know, we discovered there were a lot of folks that have been around for a bit and have known about it, and you've talked to them for many, many years. And I knew there were a large number of individuals like that, but I didn't know how the young people would respond. And to me, it's amazing how the young generation has just jumped on this, realized what's going on, and they put it together, the burden of debt and the wars going on in the welfare state. And so many young people that come to my office now and talk to me, and he said, boy, did you open up my eyes about the Federal Reserve. I've been studying that. So I think, you know, we've really lit a fire. And that, that's not me personally. I mean, it was everybody put together. People like you that have been involved for a long time, plus everybody else. But you know, a lot of people got after me for this recent article. I said, "Oh no, he's too optimistic. They think we can do some good." Well, I'm cautiously optimistic, and I know what kind of a fight we have up to. But I am a bit more optimistic now because of the response that we have had and the willingness of so many people willing to look at the Federal Reserve. But we also have to realize how powerful they are and how much control they have and how they run their government. But at least I think we're being more competitive.
Congressman, I agree. I mean, you can't overstate the effect this has had. Your running has had, I mean, it really broke the dam. I see that as a major new plateau in the reawakening of liberty, a new renaissance, legalizing freedom, as you've put it so well. And it is just almost immeasurable what's happened. We know we're in a lot better place with the public being informed than we were just a year and a half ago. And again, you're right. The credit goes to the tens of millions of Ron Paul supporters that have energized and woken up so many people. And the victory is in resistance. And the victory is in that both parties are basically intellectually bankrupt. The public now, as you know, in major polls, Congress has like a 12% approval rating. Bush has got like a 24%. Cheney's got like a 10%. Hillary's got a 12%. I mean, for the first time, both parties are discredited. And that's a good thing, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, truth is what we're after. And the fact that the government is failing at everything that they do, whether it's the monetary system, the welfare state, the protection of our freedoms, or our foreign policy, it's so obvious that is the reason we have such a vital role to play. We can complain, we can point out all the problems and condemn the Fed, and awe and the IRS, but we have to come up with something that is very positive, and that is our job to present the case for the concept of liberty and, you know, our Bill of Rights and what America used to stand for and property rights. So we have to also have the program that will give the answers to the problems that we have.
Giving people a real solution. It's one thing to say that those are bad choices, which is true. We're now giving people an option. Tell us briefly about the shift in the campaign to this new organization and how the people can energize that even more than it already is energized, Congressman.
Well, it's been going well. We have a new group. It's called Campaign for Liberty. It's just a continuation of the other campaign. It's always a campaign for liberty as far as I'm concerned. And it's in its early stages. And, of course, we're backing and promoting right now the big rally in Washington on July 12th. And I'll be there, and we're pushing that. But then, of course, the new organization will be pushing very, very hard our rally up in Minneapolis at the same time the Republicans are having their rally. And this will be a positive rally for all the views and all the good things that we stand for. So if anybody's interested in that, it's really easy to find out more about the organization. And just go to campaignforliberty.com. And we do now have, I think it's 66,000 people have joined. Our goal is to have 100,000 by September 2nd. And I think we will. I mean, we had quite a few more than that in the other campaign. And I think it's going to grow and have a very beneficial effect on all that we do, and we'll work in conjunction with all the other freedom groups.
Absolutely, and I want to restate the obvious because some people don't consciously understand this. 2% started the Revolutionary War when the British came to confiscate the guns, and it was about 5% that beat the greatest army on earth that had never been defeated. The British Redcoats were called the Invincibles. At that time, because they'd beaten everybody. They went on a few years later to beat Napoleon. But we lost most of those battles. But it was the willingness to keep coming back to the fight that finally brought down that enemy. And we're going to be remembering that tomorrow. Can you say some words about what America is really about in its second birth? I mean, I think this is a very important July 4th that we're going to be having in less than 24 hours, Congressman.
Well, the wonderful thing about our revolution was it proved the old adage that ideas do have consequences. The founders weren't just a ragtag bunch of guys getting together and say, well, let's go after the British. They were philosophers, and they knew history, and they had this all put together, and they knew and understood it. Now, the most unique thing about our revolution was that for the most part, when revolutions usually come about, they come about by the failure of one state and somebody else comes in, and usually one group of thugs replaces another group of thugs. Our revolution was unique in that the people had more freedom rather than less freedom, and it wasn't just a replacement of one group of authoritarians with another group.
Just but, like with the French Revolution, instead of just being just as bad, it got even worse.
That's right, and it was all done, you know, the Jacobins were, oh, they were delightful people. Some people compare them to the neocons, to the Jacobins. We're all doing this for the goodness of the country and the people. We're over there helping the people of Iraq, and we're going to take care of people at home here. So, yes, but they can turn into thugs when they say, well, we are such good people, we are going to force you to do it. And if you don't obey us and if you don't become good like we are, we're going to kill you. So, and this is where what we're approaching. Now, just think of all these laws that have been put on the books today. So far, they haven't rounded up tens of thousands, but there's hints that they might if it gets out of hand, because they certainly have the authority on the books now. So it's going to be a tough fight, and that's why our ideas, and the ideas are a continuation of the founders' ideas, must have consequences. You know, armies can't stop an idea whose time has come, and that's why I still remain optimistic. And you're absolutely right. You don't have to wait for a vote of 51% of the people to endorse our ideas. You have to have people that who are ideologically dedicated, and then they will go out and do the work, and the others will come along, especially when they see the failure of one system and they know it has to be replaced. And if they have any common sense, why do they want to replace it with another authoritarian government? Why don't we go back to the positive attitude about how freedom works?
Well, I agree with you, and I love the Victor Hugo quote, no army can stop an idea whose time has come. That's actually how my new film, Truth Rising, I'll send you a copy, Congressman, starts, is with that quote. But you're right. We can't just let the old system fall apart on its own weight, which it clearly is going to do. The question is next month or 5 years from now. You know, it could happen any time, probably sooner rather than later. But will it fall into something even worse, some new socialism or some new fascism? Or will we be there at the time of, you know, where the system is liquid? During a revolution, it becomes liquid to get control of the reins and then get us back to sound money and a sound system and restore the republic that you've been working so hard to do, sir. I want to now, in the 15 minutes or so we have left with you, to get into Iran, get into the situation in Iraq, and I also want to get into the economy. It's all tied together, obviously, with oil now going up to $146 a barrel. Mainstream news, Bloomberg is admitting, OPEC is saying, look, the dollar has plunged. 72% of oil increases the dollar plunging. Then people are dumping the dollar. That causes speculation. Everything you warned about when it had doubled 3 years ago, now it's doubled again. Now they're talking about $8 a gallon gas if we attack. You're talking about, in a story here for Press TV, Ron Paul, Iran will triple energy prices. Break down what we're going to see with energy if we don't attack, or what you think will happen if we do.
Well, if we do, it's going to be a disaster. Obviously, it's going to be pushed up. The other day, I was astounded on one of the business stations. They were talking about Iran, and they were talking about it in terms of not are we going to, but it, the debate was, do you think they're going to bomb before the election or after the election? So it's sort of like a foregone conclusion that we're going to. And why wouldn't the oil prices be bid up? So there is a lot of speculation. There's a lot of that. And then they turn around and they say, well, it's the speculators that are doing it. Well, the speculators are sometimes smart people. Their job is to go out and speculate and find out what the price is due to current events, monetary policy and financial trouble and foreign policy. So these are legitimate, intelligent people who are bidding up the price of oil because of the potential of a war. I kept saying in the campaign, you know, if I had my way, they said, well, what would you do immediately if you were elected president? I said, I'd bring our troops home, and I'd bring our Navy out of the Persian Gulf. And I said, the dollar would probably go up in value, and we would eliminate the risk premium. Probably oil prices would drop precipitously, and it would be just by removing this threat. But, you know, next week, possibly that resolution, HJ Res 362, I believe it is, if that comes up, it is demanding the president put on an absolute blockade of the entire country of Iran and punish any country or any business group around the world if they trade with Iran. I mean, this is very, very serious business. And
experts are saying we're going to see $6 a gallon gas if that happens immediately.
Right. It would. I mean, we may get there just by anticipation. But when it happens, and then what if the Iranians are capable of sinking a couple ships out there?
Or if it accidentally happens in a Gulf of Tonkin.
Yeah, that's true. But the other thing is it's risking 150,000 Americans in Iraq. I mean, do you think they don't know the potential problems coming? Do you think that they not are working with their allies in Iraq? I mean, could they blockade and actually squeeze our troops to that point? I mean, you just can't get enough helicopters to fly these people out of there.
Well, what happens if the neocons launch 2,000 Saudis, as they're saying they'll do, bomb the infrastructure with Saddam with the U.S.-backed military in that eight-year war when Iraq was a first world nation? They barely could beat the Iranians, and the Iranians lost 1 million. Now the Iranians are built up to analysts say about twice the strength they had in the 80s, and they're saying they will overrun and go into Iraq, and unless the U.S. uses nukes, they will completely overrun our military. I mean, this is a Custer last stand situation.
Yeah, and the frightening thing is they say that they take no options off the tables, even nuclear first strike. So if they're really determined, and they keep pointing out that there are some plans for the Iranians to retaliate, that might give them the argument, well, they might retaliate, so we better bomb all their military sites. And these these people in the administration are capable of advising the use of nuclear power and nuclear weapons.
Oh, yeah, they've been preparing the public, and you're right. Just in the last week, they've gone from, we're probably going to attack Iran, to, is it going to happen before the election in November or in between that time when Obama or McCain comes in January 23rd? And so we're now hearing foregone conclusion. We only saw that right before the last two Gulf Wars. I mean, sir, what are you hearing on the Hill? I mean, has it been green-lighted?
That is my sense, because the Democratic leadership in the House are proposing no resistance whatsoever. We saw that when this supplemental bill came up. When the president asked for $107 billion for the war, the Democrat leadership gave him $162 billion. And they are not resisting it. The leadership of the Democratic Party is solidly behind this blockade. They already have 220 members who have signed on the bill, well over the number that they need to pass it. They're so confident that they think, I imagine, they'll bring this up under suspension. So, no, I think they're very much ready. But, you know, they don't think any further than their front of their nose. I mean, they're not saying, well, could this be like what we did to Iraq? Could this backfire on us? They just march right on, and it's, as long as I've been there and as long as I've studied this, it still is totally bewildering to me when I see men and women in the Congress that I know and like and talk with, and I don't think that, you know, they're, you know, doing this because they think it's going to materially benefit them. They just do it to go along, to get along, and they've been convinced. Most of them will come across and say, oh, yes, I agree with you on all you say, but the Iranians are bad people, and they might attack us someday, and we can't let them have. They buy into all the propaganda. They never stop and think about it.
Okay, Congressman, I'm actually, for Internet listeners, going to skip this break coming up right now. For others, we'll be right back in about 3 minutes.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. and it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
For PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, we're talking behind the scenes with the congressman about members of Congress talking about nuking Iran on the floor. And I've heard him on talk radio. The talking point from the White House is we're going to blow their country up, water treatment, roads, airports, any infrastructure. And then if they dare fight back in any way, we're going to hit them with tactical nukes all over the country. How morally are they going to sell, not just to us, but the world, that we're going to attack you when you don't even have any weapons, when you've been groveling to the UN for years, and then if you fight back in any way, we're going to nuke you? I mean, imagine if Hitler would have had nukes and would have said, I'm going to attack Poland, and if they fight back, I'm going to nuke them. I mean, this is, like you were saying earlier, this is otherworldly. This is surreal.
But to me, the biggest challenge has been, and the biggest eye-opener has been in these last several years, is how strongly some of our Christian evangelical groups join in. That is so disturbing to me, and yet they do. You know, the Christian Zionist groups are urging this on in the name of Christianity. I mean, they didn't learn the same Christianity that I learned. I just cannot conceive of this, and yet there are millions that way that are just pushing this war and pushing even mm-hmm. nuclear weapons in the name of spreading Christian love.
Premeditated mass murder, Hitlerian to say the least. In closing, two final questions. When are you hearing they're probably going to hit? We're hearing September, October, from people like Ray McGovern and others with the CIA.
Well, I don't think I have any inside information. It would be just a gut reaction. I don't think it's going to be before September. But I think it's quite capable of happening before the November election.
A huge October surprise.
That it would be. Of course, it would be maybe surprise to some others. It would be just the shocking reality of something that we weren't able to stop for us.
Yeah, it's like watching World War II come. There's nothing you can do to stop it. Yeah. Congressman, the economy, I've had the Joseph Stiglitz Nobel Prize winner on, head of the New York Business School on, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, you know, so many others on. They're all saying total inflationary depression within 2.5 years. What do you say? Because it looks like things are accelerating right now faster than what their timetables were.
Well, my statement yesterday raised the question that everybody realizes that we're having stagflation. We are in a downturn. The government hasn't even admitted that we have a recession, and everybody knows the inflation is roaring. To me, the only question is when are we going to ask the question to admit that we're moving toward an inflationary depression? And it used to be thought that when you had inflation, you had a vibrant economy, which is not true. And I think, you know, within 6 months or a year, we're going to start to sense that. But once again, I don't say that I know exactly what it will be like in 12 months. It may slip into this inflationary depression, but we are on the way down. The inflation is going up. The dollar will continue to go down. The economy is going to continue to weaken. And so far, they're not doing the right things. So the longer they do the wrong things, the longer this thing will be prolonged.
But it's the right thing for them because it gives the central banks more power and control. Though for the first time, I'm seeing the IMF central banks criticize the Federal Reserve. Are they getting ready to pin everything on Bernanke when it was Alan Greenspan that engineered all this?
They'll have to have a scapegoat, but they're not going to give up their power, and it may become more international. I think the power is already international. The fact that we were able to export our inflation for so long was an agreement, I think, among the central banks, where they were monetizing our debt and prolonging this, but now it's the reversal, and they'll be lining up to pick up the pieces.
He has the New York Times best-selling book out, Revolution, a Manifesto. We carry it at InfoWars.com. Discounted. Hope you'll get it there. Congressman, thank you for spending time with us. Say hi to Carol and the rest of the family. Have a great 4th of July, because on this special holiday, We'll be thinking about you, and you certainly deserve some time off. God bless you, sir.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
There goes Congressman Ron Paul, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. You know who's straight ahead? You'll find out.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The
day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of life.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we're going into the 4th of July anniversary with quite a bang. We had Major General Stubblebine on with us with Dr. LeBeau in the first hour, into the second, Congressman Ron Paul for a half hour, and now we're going to have David Icke for an hour and a half or maybe longer coming up in the next segment. Quite an interesting interview that should be, and we'll be talking to David Icke in just a few minutes. I do want to, again, encourage all listeners to know that I generally do this. I did this with Endgame, what, about 6 o'clock Central, 8 months ago, on the day it came out. I released it the day before, about 6 hours before it was supposed to come out. Now, the main reason I do that is to tweak any servers or make sure it streams to you quickly with high quality or downloads well. On the big CDNs, we've got super high quality. It's incredible. So that's my main reason, but I'm letting you, the loyal listeners, those that happen to be tuned in right now who are PrisonPlanet.tv members, that you'll be able to see it first, kind of get that sneak peek. It's a cinema verite, which means cinema truth in French. The cinema of truth is the literal translation, and no voiceover, no nothing. It's the history of the 9/11 truth movement, the action, what's happened to the first responders, the key info that it was an inside job, and you know, really a testament to people standing up, and it's meant to spread the revolution. I can think of no better way to spend your July 4th or the eve of July 4th than watching it in super high quality. I mean, you can blow up these computer feeds on a big screen TV. We were doing it yesterday on a big plasma 40-something inch here in the office, and it was crystal clear. I mean, in the super high quality versions. Just absolutely amazing. Get your PrisonPlanet.tv $5.95 membership. It's good for a month. Can download all the other films, stream them, whatever. And, of course, get your copy downloaded and burn it to disk or however you'd like of the new film, 2 years in the making. That is Truth Rising. 9/11 Chronicles Part 1, Truth Rising, available at InfoWars.com right now. You can go over to the DVD, the best quality, or get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership right now. And please spread it to everybody out there. Make all the copies you want. I want you to make copies. Econo Blue, I had seen these in a few offices over the years. It takes the water out of the air, then it sends it through 5 filters. And I just want you to find out about it. Go to Ecolo Blue. There's an English in a U.S. pronunciation, but it's EcoloBlue.com. 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 Go to Infowars.com. And there's a big banner for it halfway down. Or give them a call. They're out in California. And these units are just fabulous. We have one here in the office. And you can get water anywhere with this. Even if, I mean, you can be in the desert, and this thing produces gallons and gallons and gallons a day. Here where it's humid, it produces, just check it out, ECOLOblue.com. ECOLOblue.com or 866-585-4044, 866-585-4044. Go check it out. Go read about it. Unlimited water from the humidity in the air, filtered five times. Just a fabulous new sponsor, 866-585-4044. And don't forget these wonderful New World Order Trading Cards.com, NWO, just the initials, www.nwotradingcards.com. And they've got them of everybody in there, myself, Jim Tucker, the Bilderberg Group, Henry Kissinger, Queen Beatrix, Dick Cheney, so many other good guys and bad guys. There's four different sets of them. They're beautifully done, handcrafted. And you definitely want to check them out at NWO Trading Cards, the initials NWOTradingCards.com. At least go look at them. They have all the card designs. There are currently 42 cards in the series with more in production. Some cards are rare, presenting a valuable collection. And they're all made right here in the United States. NWOTradingCards.com. The man, the myth, the legend. He is one of the best public speakers I've ever seen and a great mind. And so much of what he said has turned out to be true. I really respect him and apologize for mean things I said about him 8 years ago. He's David Icke. Let me get back.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seemed so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and helped me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is July 3rd, 2008. We're going to be live here for another hour and 50 minutes. David Icke will be with us into the middle of the next hour. He really doesn't need any introduction, and I'm very pleased that he'll spend time with us today. He's very busy. He's running for Parliament right now. He has been the head of the Green Party previously in England. He, of course, is a championship goalie, you know, in the big international league. He also, of course, was a big presenter, one of the top presenters on the sports on BBC. What a life he has led, and he is the author of scores of best-selling books. I agree with about 99% of what David Icke has to say, and now I've got to sometimes say, as weird as things are, who knows, the other 1% might be right. I mean, we're on a planet hurtling through space, and God only knows. And so I really respect him. I appreciate him. And he's just a great speaker and a very interesting mind, riveting individual. And so he wants to first talk about this election, and then I want to get into where he sees things going in the next few years. He's made predictions before, and they've come true, unfortunately. What he's forecasting in the next 5 to 10 years, what he's forecasting in the short term with Iran, how he thinks this is going to play out with the forces of good and evil, where he thinks mankind is going, a conversation with David Icke. And, of course, his website's davidicke.com. He has many others, and we have links to those up on infowars.com and prisonplanet.com. David Icke, thank you for spending time with us.
Pleasure, Alex.
You've got the floor. Talk about whatever you'd like, sir.
Well, it's kind of interesting. Just in the last hour, I'm looking at some of the things that are happening around me here. What happened was that a guy called David Davis, who's a conservative member of parliament, they're in the opposition here to the Labour government, he was the Home Affairs spokesman. And when the Labour government forced through, with outrageous manipulation, a law a few weeks ago to allow, quote, terrorist suspects, in other words, once we've got it in the people, to be held for 42 days without charge, he suddenly resigned and said that he was going to resign his seat and he was going to stand again in his constituency and seek re-election on the issue, totally one issue, of the Big Brother state in Britain.
He said that the police state and the cameras was to oppress, that the government was out of control, unprecedented.
Yeah, and you know, it was unprecedented from whichever angle you look at it, this man doing this. And, obviously you put him on the back burner and you see how this plays out, this guy David Davis. Anyway, I'm watching the news one night, a couple of weeks ago, and it's clear that the Labour Party is not going to put up a candidate against him, because they say the election is a farce. For that, put it through the translation decoder, we would get slaughtered, and here's our excuse not to. The other major party in Britain, the Liberal Democrats, are not standing against him because they say they agree with what he's doing, and so basically he's on his own. So I thought, well, okay, I'll stand. And I'll stand for two reasons. One, to have a debate with him about the Big Brother state, and two, to point out, and this is the major point, that it is not just the arrogant, authoritarian Labour government in this country that's bringing in the Big Brother state. It's global, and it doesn't just include surveillance cameras and DNA databases. It's a whole tapestry of interconnected change, everything from the European Union to the war on terror.
Take Texas and other states. They're passing laws that the computer repairman, by the way, he's not paid by the government to do this, must snoop through your computer and have a law enforcement degree to repair computers, not even a pretense of a Fourth Amendment or privacy. They're training all the children publicly in the U.S. and in England now to spy on their parents. I mean, it's like everything has gone into warp drive.
Exactly, it has. The point I've been making, and since I started to decide to stand, was this very point. It's happening in every country. So how on earth can it just be the Labour government? And the reason I'm standing here...
Well, the programs even have the same names.
Exactly. So I'm standing here to use the platform and get what mainstream media coverage I can, as they cover these things like by-elections, to get this point across. And I'm going on the line, Big Brother, the big picture. But But what then starts to emerge is that people that are coming up to this constituency to support David Davis and are on his website, yeah, he's coming up to support me in opposing Big Brother. Well, there are some very strange bedfellows this guy's got. First of all, there's a guy coming up here called Ed Vasey, MP, to oppose the Big Brother state. Well, hold on a second. He was one of the original signatories to something called the Henry Jackson Society, started in 2005, named after a former U.S. senator. And then I look at the members of the Henry Jackson Society. First of all, Sir Richard Dearlove, head of MI6 from 1999 to 2004. Erwin Stelzer, former managing director of the Rothschilds Bank, now living in London, U.S. economist, a contributor to the Weekly Standard, of course, Murdoch's neocon rag.
So they're trying to co-opt the revolution against tyranny. They know they can't stop it, so they're trying to preempt it. So you're preempting, they're preempting.
Well, yeah, it's becoming clear what this scam here that I'm in the middle of here is about now, because he was also a resident scholar of the American Enterprise Institute, and now he's with the Hudson Institute. Of course, now we're starting to talk major neocon organizations that were orchestrators and propagandists for the war on terror, but it goes further. International patrons for the Henry Jackson Society of this guy who's coming to support David Davis against Big Brother include Richard Perle, one of the major architects of the
invasion. The Prince of Darkness.
Prince of Darkness. William Crystal, co-founder of the Project for the New American Century. James Woolsey, former head of the CIA and neocon.
That's another all the head neocons you just listed.
Another international patron, Robert Kagan, co-founder of the project, The New American Century, with William Crystal, senior associate at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, which is the Rees Committee in the 50s, with Norman Dodds, found out was actually manipulating war. He's the senior speechwriter for George Shultz, one of the major manipulators behind the scenes in the United States when he was Secretary of State.
He's still top kingmaker, yes.
Yeah, these are the people who are connected to this organization and this guy, Ed Vasey, who's coming up to support David Davis to fight Big Brother. And there's another guy coming up called Patrick Mercer, MP. He's a consultant for something called Blue Hackle, which is a security firm akin to Blackwater, that kind of operation.
Yeah, private mercs. Let me stop you, David, because...
Yeah.
A lot of Americans, people in the U.S., don't know the British nomenclature for elections. By standing, that means you're running for his seat. He's pulling back in this stunt, you know, to claim he's running from outside to come in and fix things. And it's not like he's just signed on to a group that has some neocons on it. They're coming to his district to push and campaign for him. That's what you mean by coming up.
Coming up to this constituency where I'm sitting in the
exactly.
middle of it now.
The neocons are actively flocking in to this area of England to push this guy actively. Go ahead.
Exactly. Patrick Mercer, MP, is also sponsored by something called the Heart Group. Now, this is a guy, just to confirm again, who's coming up to support the challenge to Big Brother. Well, this Heart Group that sponsors this Patrick Mercer produces electronic passports, border control systems for security, vehicle registration and tracking, biometric identification systems, etc., etc. And it's very clear that, you know what it's like, Alex, if you have an awareness starting to express itself, an understanding of some of what's going on, you want to put your people in there to become the focus and therefore control and direct or misdirect that gathering awareness. And more it's clear as I'm up here going through this election, which I don't want to win, of course. I waste of time going to Parliament.
But you have to, David. I mean, you have to win.
No, I don't want to win. I don't want to win because what it will do is catch me in the web, which will stop me doing all the other things that I need to do that are far more important.
Well,
on the
have you I understand, but have you calculated? I mean, is this going to hurt who he's running against more than it hurts him?
He'll win. He'll win easily.
Educating people. But to be clear,
exactly. That's why I'm standing.
What they're doing here
to get this information out.
I mean, do you agree? This is what he'll do. Then he'll say, "Look, I'm against Big Brother. what we need is this, and it'll be worse, Big Brother, but they'll label that as anti-Big Brother, and then he'll be the savior and only give you the good ID cards that are safe.
Yeah, and the other thing that is happening, and it's already happened, is because he's done this, he's now the man the British media go to if ever a Big Brother type story breaks. It's let's get a comment from David Davis. So he becomes like the standard bearer. He's the man. And of course, they need people like that to misdirect this gathering awareness. And the awareness is not only coming from shows like you and people like me. It's coming from daily experience, of course, now. And they need to find a way of directing it away from seeing the the real massive connections that show this is a global, not a national issue.
So
why I'm standing to get this information across. By the way, Alex, he stood and said, I want a debate on Big Brother. That's why I'm doing it. He has absolutely point-blank refused to debate with me, a fellow candidate in this election.
Amazing. So bottom line, he is a change agent masquerading as the alternative. He is controlled opposition.
There's a very good chance that that is what this game is about.
Well, there's no doubt. If you've got every top neocon, the inner circle of global neocon power, coming to his district to campaign for him because he's fighting the New World Order, I mean, this is incredibly obvious. We're going to do a behind-the-scenes discussion for PrisonPlanet.tv and Internet listeners right now. We'll be back for everybody else in just a few minutes. Stay with us. David Icke.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots, standing firm for our Constitution. standing firm against the New World Order, hammering the enemies of freedom, exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. American Free Press, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
Boy, folks listening on Infowars.com and watching on PrisonPlanet.tv just heard David totally switch into left-right brain science. Please state that without me interrupting, David. Break down the left-right, and I've read the research. You're absolutely accurate in what you're saying for people and how this Illuminati pyramid goes after certain compartmentalized, shuttered individuals. Like, you'll talk to globalists, and you'll find out they're compartmentalized and have been selected because, like a specialized insect in an anthill, they carry out a specific function, which is totally left brain.
Once I began to understand how the brain worked, society started to make real sense to me. Because we have two hemispheres of the brain. There's the right brain, which is the creative. It's the out there. It's the maverick. It's the free thinking. It's that which will not be imprisoned. It's that which can see connections between things and not just see everything as divided and apart. Now, the left brain really helps us function in this world because it's about language, it's about structure, and it's about the world of the five senses, if you like. And it's important. You know, we need whole brain people because if you're only right-brained, we all know people like that, they're very creative, but they can't function in this world. But there's another extreme, which is becoming a left-brain prisoner, which I have to say is where most people are, particularly those that run the system. And if you're in the left brain, you're just dealing with five-sense reality, which is a fraction of what there is to understand, and certainly a fraction of what there is to express yourself. And the system is designed to lock people in that tiny left-brain reality, and they do it not least through the bravely entitled education system, because as you go through school, what are you doing? You're taking in left-brain information, hold it, and now give it me back on an exam paper. Tell the system what it's told you, and then you progress because you're very successful at school. You go
That's
to university.
That's basic programming.
Programming, yes, it is. I mean, it's interesting, you know, Alex, that when you go through a secret society, you go up through degrees, and then when you go to university, you get a degree. Well, it's a degree of programming to a very large extent. So you go to university from school, you go through the same process of taking in left brain information and putting it out on an exam paper. You then choose your specialization of medicine, of whatever it is, science, law, all of these things. And then you go through your specialization, and to pass those exams, you do the same again. So what you've been doing all your formative life is working with left brain reality and building up the left brain to dominate your sense of reality. And it's these people who end up in the positions of power at the top of all the institutions of science and law and politics and even business. And so the system is run by left brain prisoners who are operating with a fraction of their potential of understanding reality and creativity. And therefore, we live in a left-brain society. And it's interesting. Again, you know, when you understand these things, you start to see the significance of apparently things that are not connected. The British government, a few months ago, announced that it was going to introduce 500 tests, intellectual-type tests, for preschool children. And the teachers were saying, hold on a minute, when are the kids going to have time to play? They don't want them to play, because play is an ad-lib, imaginative, right-brain thing.
Here in the U.S., I don't know about England, they have banned dodgeball, then it was play, then it was tag. Now they're just getting rid of recess. And again, they want to keep you in that left brain, as the Prussians discovered over 100 years ago. Their own documents, as you know, David, I'm sure you've seen them, say that they don't ever want you to relax or have time to think or daydream or have a philosophic. It's all just machines compartmentalizing the mind with the seven periods.
That's absolutely right. Daydreaming is a very, very important point. Daydreaming is a right brain kind of activity.
Well, it's also a communion between the cerebral cortex, the left and right, and the subconscious, which is the larger, more powerful system.
Yeah, so what they want to do is lock people into a left brain reality, because it's basically putting them into a reality bubble, what I call the eggshell. And when I went to Oxford University, of course, if you're very, very good at this left brain, give it me and I'll give it you back on an exam paper, you are considered in this left brain bewildered world to be a kind of intellectual genius. These are the people who are professors at universities who are teaching the next generation. And when I went to talk at Oxford University, it was extraordinary. The concrete minds that you see who are perceived by society to be,
David Icke, we got a break. Stay there. 3-minute break. We'll be right back. Get into this. Then get into the big picture, the end game with David Icke. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's drinking made hangover defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Mate, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinking Mate and wake up feeling great.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24 DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
DavidIke.com. Just Google his name. Dave, before we get back into these educated idiots or like insects, highly specialized individuals who are only in their little discipline and fit nicely into the new World Order Illuminati power pyramid, into their place, or the master queen bee up at the top. You've got a lot of websites, a lot of books, a lot of videos. Tell folks where they should go to find out more about those books and videos and materials.
Well, DavidIke.com is the center, really, Alex. So if people go there, they'll be able to get all of them. I've written about 16 books overall, and it's been a journey, like it has for you. It's been a journey of seeing that something wasn't right, and then as you keep walking, the path just gets bigger, and the information gets bigger, and the picture gets bigger, and so you know, we've reached this point today where we now at last starting to get some kind of real fix on the scale of this, and therefore we have a chance of turning it around.
Sure. Let's go ahead and get back and finish up your story about talking to just the general public, much more open-minded, much more intelligent, just on the facts. People who know about the New World Order are really into info, wide-ranging analysis of different disciplines versus the specialized New World Order minions.
Yeah, what we've got to do, Alex, is we've got to reevaluate our understanding of intelligence. You know, cleverness is not wisdom. And cleverness without wisdom is the most destructive force on earth. And what happens with left brain dominated cleverness in terms of technology and stuff like that?
David, let me stop you. I think the cord to your phone may be loose because we're losing your audio. Can you check that?
Yeah, it's a hotel phone. I should complain.
Yeah, I think when you're I would imagine that you're walking around and when it's tugging.
No, I'm sitting perfectly still.
Okay,
I don't know what's going on.
Sure.
I'm coming and going. Start over.
Go back to you were saying when you have these individuals, you were saying cleverness is not wisdom.
Yeah, cleverness without wisdom is the most destructive force on earth, because without the balance of wisdom, cleverness can just, you know, go wild and create infinite death and destruction. I mean, it's very, very clever to know how to create an atomic bomb, but it's not wise to do so, especially not to use it. And so we've got these left brain prisoners running the system who are clever. Well, some of them are. Some of them are bloody stupid, but clever, but they're not. They don't have the balance of wisdom. And intelligence is not just being able to remember, you know, what size shoes the Normans took in the Battle of Hastings in 1066. It's being able to see things that less intelligent people can't see. And I'll give you an example of the difference. I spoke at the Brixton Academy in London to 2,500 people about a month ago, and in that audience was every race, every income bracket, every range of society, age, the lot. And I gave them everything I could give them, because the reason they were there is they had open-minded intelligence. But when I spoke to these, quote, brilliant students at Oxford University, I'm sitting in the hotel room in the afternoon thinking, how do I put this in baby steps so these people have any chance of getting it? It's because we have misunderstood what intelligence is. And intelligence is just not just academia as we perceive it. It's the wisdom to see things, to see the connections, things. It locks into intuition.
I agree. Let me ask you a question.
Rather than thinking.
Let me bring forward an example of what I think of as wisdom. Exactly. They can come up with a GMO food that makes some huge profits and corners the market on food. And that would be clever, but did they with wisdom think about what that'll even do to their own grandchildren? No, these clever, wicked people, they just do it because they can in this mad, almost instinctive race to have power, to dominate, to control. The rationale is, well, if I don't do it, somebody else will. But also wisdom really is about being tied into the human journey, the human species, realizing we're all connected and not being selfish. I mean, they're clever to have power, but they're also blinded in that they think they really are disconnected from the rest of reality, when really, when some soldier rapes and kills a child, they're raping and killing their own soul.
Exactly. And Einstein said that you cannot solve problems with the same level of consciousness.
David, I got to stop you again. Can you wiggle that cord? David, stop. I need you to wiggle that cord in that phone, or we may have to reconnect with you. Because
I tell you what, when we have a break, I'll try the other phone on the other side of the room.
That's what we'll do. That's perfect. We'll call you on the other phone. Okay, you're back now. I could barely hear you say Einstein.
Yeah. What I was saying is Einstein said that you cannot solve problems with the same level of consciousness that created them. And that's what we're constantly trying to do. And that's why, you know, you replace a government with another party. But that party, be it Democrat or Republican, Labor or Conservative, is coming in with the same level of consciousness, i.e. the political system's consciousness, as the one it's replacing. So instead of solving problems, it just creates more. And we're at a point now where we need to move to another level of consciousness. And overwhelmingly, this is again connected to getting out of the left brain dominated reality so that we can see how we're creating these problems, because if you're at the same level of consciousness that created them, you can't see how the problems are being created. So you just go round and round and round. And what's happening is more and more people who haven't necessarily been through the education system and got degrees and bits of paper and letters after their name, they're opening to a level of consciousness which is higher than that which created the problems, and therefore they can start to see ways out of here.
Now, I want to shift gears into currently what's happening with Iran, why the globalists are devaluing the dollar, why they're preparing to bring us into a world crisis as the springboard to the next level, what things will look like if the Illuminists and their controllers are able to build their world. So seeing it from their perspective, their view, what they want, this cold-blooded view, versus what freedom and love and liberty and the human revolution. We see these two different revolutions, the tyrant's revolution for global domination to have the final revolution of total dehumanization, global extermination of 90% of the world's population, versus this, for every action there's an equal reaction. We see a rising up against that. So as they intensify their juggernaut, their control system, as they throw more coal in the engine and accelerate towards Armageddon, we see another massive force, love and liberty and decency and honor and wisdom, rising up against it.
Yeah, it's like the irresistible force against the immovable object. And the immovable object, they perceive themselves to be anyway, are this network of control and enslavement. But it's a house of cards. I've been saying this for years. It's a house of cards because we are holding it together. This is the key point we have to understand. You know, I've been saying in this election campaign, just bringing it down to a basic level, you know, that we've had people in this country fined hundreds of pounds for putting their wheelie trash bin out on the wrong day, according to the council's day that says they should put it out.
And they spy on your trash. We have to start saying, no, I'm not going to go along with this. Go ahead.
We had a guy in the last week here who was fined £100 by a council for putting a card in his own car saying it was for sale. He was charged with trading in the street because he parked it somewhere to go to a shop. Now, if we just allow that to happen and say, oh, that's terrible, isn't it ridiculous, what's the world coming to, then we're going to walk straight into this prison cell that we can't see the bubble. Most people can't see the bars, although they're beginning to, and the door's going to click shut, and then we're going to say, oh, hold a second, we're in a cell, what do we do? Well, it's going to be a bit bloody late then. What we need to do now is to have a non-violent, absolutely non-violent, non-cooperation campaign with the system that's enslaving us. You know, if someone's fined for putting a wheelie bin on the, out on the wrong day, then hundreds and thousands of people need to put their wheelie bin out on the wrong day indefinitely until the laws change. People need to go around with cards in their cars with adverts on until the laws change. This is the only way we're going to do it, because politicians aren't going to change it. Politicians are told how to vote because they want to progress in their
party.
No,
they've got the big think tanks that and the party heads manage them. I wanted to bring this up. 2 years ago, I was in England, 2.5 years ago, right after the London bombing, for Terror Storm, my film. And the police, when I was being quiet, I'd be standing there videotaping somewhere in London or outside London, and cops would walk over and say, I'm putting you in a database. You're not allowed to videotape in this country.
No.
I'd be talking to crowds of people. They'd walk over and say, you're not allowed to talk to people. It was before they banned protest around Parliament. It was about a week later they did, and they just said, we don't care, not allowed to be here, no law. And now they're even coming up to mainline reporters. And how did they get these police, these bobbies, to with pleasure come over? And now it's in the British news. They harass everyone, even mainline reporters. They tell people don't talk to others in the streets. I mean, this is worse than East Germany, and it just happened overnight, David.
Yeah, well, I had an animated discussion with some policemen when I was filming a television program. And I was in Parliament, and they came over to me and said, excuse me, have you got permission? I said, what permission? I said, I pay taxes to pay for this place. And they said, oh, well, we had to come over because we've got cameras all around Parliament Square, so we had to come over and see what you were doing. I said, well, you've got cameras all over Parliament Square. Look at your screens, and you'll see. Go away. And this has happened very quickly, and there's something going on. You know, over the years, this rabbit hole has got deeper, the pictures got bigger, and there's something, Alex, to do with the way they are manipulating the consciousness of people who are, if you like, operating at a certain level of frequency. You know, the brain is an electromagnetic, electrical operation. It's like a computer, like the whole body's like
it's
a computer.
It's electrochemical.
Yeah, electrochemical and electromagnetic. It's all to do with that stuff. And if you can access the body computer, as I call it, at the frequency levels it operates at, with the means, the electromagnetic, electrical, chemical means that it operates in, then you can start changing the way that people operating at that frequency that you're manipulating at think, feel, and everything. Now, this is an interesting point, a really interesting point that you've raised here, because I've been walking around and seeing this for many, many months now. There has been a consciousness change, Alex, very demonstrably, among council officials, government officials, people in uniform. No doubt about it, they've become more officious, they've become more robotic in the sense that they can't assess a situation on its merits. It's the law, mate, so I've got to do this and all this stuff. You can tell me about America, but in this country, I've demonstrably seen it in the last year or so. This has got more and more blatant and obvious, where you're literally, mate, talking to robots who cannot function in assessing a situation and reacting to it. They have to approach every situation the same. It's extraordinary. And it's like I got an email a few days ago, which I posted on my website, which is a classic case. A parent who's just sat her little child, she's having an ice cream on the side of this little fountain, no danger whatsoever in a public place. We've now got safety police in this country who came over and said, well, you've got to take your child off that wall because it's dangerous, which it wasn't. So this is now coming into the
fine
detail of our lives.
They're getting you trained to be minded, to have secret police talking to you, to have them asking what you're doing, putting you in files, controlling you. They're getting normal people who wouldn't have connections to the system, and the police, they're training you. I mean, that they admit the public schools here are prisons. We have government documents to indoctrinate you to be institutionalized on drugs for criminal reasons, psychological reasons. It's all an induction into the system. And, of course, in England and in the U.S., they're now saying you'll have to have a license to have a child. If you hug or kiss your child in public, you'll be arrested. You've got to have certification cards by the safety bureau to hug your child or to change their own diaper. Again, this is the state openly destroying the parents, taking the children. They're making their move right now.
Yeah, this is how one major level of what's going on, Alex, in my view. You know when they put rats or mice in these laboratory mazes, and if they go down certain channels in the maze, they get an electrical shock. After a while, the mouse has had so many electric shocks
stops
going
moving.
Down, it stops going down there. Now, you can take the electric shock technology away. That mouse will not go down that channel anymore because it's been shocked so much. Now, when you look at the number of times, and my goodness me, it's expanding so fast that we're told what we can do, what we shouldn't do. We're threatened with prosecution. We'll be fined if you do this. Basically, what this is, it's a massive war on the human mind and the human consciousness and human emotion, basically to become subservient. It's a massive version of anything for a quiet life. And what they're building,
and the more we acquiesce, the more they pile on.
Yeah, because what they're building is a society in which they, for the vast, vast majority, they don't have to do anything to keep people in line, because they'll keep people in line like the rat or the mouse in
the maze. It's the panopticon. It's the 200-year-old French system of making people think they're surveilled, and then they enforce on themselves.
Yeah, and this is, brings me to another point. All this surveillance and the tracking and the databases and all this stuff, this is not for the vast majority of people on this planet, because the vast majority of people will fall into that category whereby they will acquiesce through fear or through subservient programming that we've been talking about. All this stuff is for those that don't buy it, that don't fall for it, that hold their own mind and their own consciousness and their own reality, what might be called collectively the dissidents of the system. That's what that's for, to keep track and keep control of them. Because these guys are terrified of mavericks. They're terrified of people who aren't terrified of them. And so this is what it's really targeting. Because most people, as in Orwell's 1984, most of the people weren't a problem to Big Brother. It was the dissidents that Big Brother had the control systems in for.
Okay, we're going to go to break for the main network, but David, we're going to talk behind the scenes. Your phone's fine now, so we don't have to switch over. Stay right there. We're going to talk behind the scenes with the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and the folks listening to the exclusive streams at InfoWars.com. For everybody else, we'll be right back in just 3 minutes. You want to hear this? Go to the InfoWars.com exclusive streams or PrisonPlanet.com streams. We'll be right back.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth in 5 years, we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Okay, David and I were just talking about how we want to share knowledge, we want to learn more, we want to celebrate knowledge. The elite hoard it, control it. The universities, the military-industrial complex, 90-plus percent university research, it's all compartmentalized and then sent up to the architects to control it, manipulate it. And David was just now talking about that. Then when we start the next hour, for 45 minutes, he's going to spend with us, he's going to get into the master plan, what they want to build, what their end game is, and how we can stop them. David, finish up with what you were just talking about, how they hoard knowledge, how it's the ultimate selfishness.
Yeah, knowledge is something that sets people free, because the more you know, the more potential you have to control your own life, to understand your own world, to understand your own reality. And so what they've done over the centuries is two things. They've hoarded the advanced knowledge, the real understanding of the nature of reality. Like, for instance, at the so-called cutting edge of science, I'm banging this table now, and it seems solid. But, you know, quantum physicists know that that table's made of atoms. Atoms have no solidity, and therefore it can't actually be solid. So why does it appear to be solid? Why do we experience it as solid? Now, and it's a mystery, but at the top levels of this secret society web, this knowledge of reality and how we are influenced by it, now we influence it, is known. And if you have that knowledge...
Well, we're at a molecular level that resonates with that table.
Yeah, and it, exactly. And, we're within its frequency range, but we're decoding it. We live... the more I understand about this, Alex, we
yeah,
live
our
in
brain
what...
sits in the fourth dimension, which the scientific equations show. I mean, our thoughts are more than even four-dimensional.
Yeah, we live in what I call the holographic internet. I'm sitting in a room now, and this hotel has the wireless internet. I can't see it. It's in the invisible realms beyond the frequency of visible light, which is the only frequency range that my eyes can access. However, if I put my computer on, out of nowhere, out of the ether, I can bring that internet into reality on the screen as pictures, as graphics, as texts, as websites. And if you say to someone, tell me about the internet, all they'll say it's websites and it's on a screen and all that. Yeah, but the only place the internet exists in that form is on the computer screen. Everywhere else, it's electronic circuits and on-off electrical pulses. People say, tell me about television. Oh, it's programs and moving pictures on a screen. Hold on a second. The only place television exists in that form is on the screen. Everywhere else, it's frequency fields and electronic circuits.
And then
circuits.
It interfaces with your eyes, which are brain stalks, which then decode it in their own system, and that are then interpreted by the deeper centers of the mind.
Yeah, we are like receiver transmitters. Well, never mind, we're like. We are, at the level of the body, receiver transmitters of information from a, quote, matrix, which it operates just like the wireless internet. And we are decoding it through the mind, through the various parts of the brain, into a holographic, non-physical, but sort of very much experiences like that, world, which doesn't actually exist outside of ourselves, although it seems to be like that, it exists in our own minds. As it's quite rightly said, we don't see with our eyes, we see with our brain, because that's what decodes the information into the world we think we're experiencing.
And the top admin let us in on this when they say perception is reality.
It is. And if I had to bring this down to the most foundation form, this whole conspiracy that plays out as banking scams and political scams and all the things that you deal with and I deal with, but at its foundation, it is the manipulation of our reality and our sense of reality. And it's more than this. In China, you can only access parts of the internet.
Stay there. David, got a break. Back in 70 seconds with the fourth hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
David Icke is our guest for another 45 minutes. The bottom of the hour, I will take about 5-6 phone calls for David, specifically for David, on any question that you have. 1-800-259-9231. It is July 3rd, 2008. Jason Burmes will be sitting in for me live tomorrow. Coming out this evening, we're going to release on the web a few hours early at prisonplanet.tv, my new film, Truth Rising. And we're very, very excited as it energizes the population to go out there and take on the New World Order and get other people outside their comfort zones, outside the sheep zone, to tell the system we're not going along with it peacefully. David Icke, again, our amazing guest. You were talking about how they limit the perception of reality, how they keep us here just looking at, you know, the materialistic plane when humans are obviously so much more. And you were talking about China, which limits large areas of the internet. Now we're seeing that in Europe, England, and the U.S. Companies, corporations, universities, internet too, they're now doing that. You'd gotten up to that point.
Yeah, the reason I raised the point about the Chinese internet is because it's so relevant to the way our reality is manipulated. In China, you can only get so much of the internet because it's firewalled off. And those computers in that country cannot access, cannot decode the internet in those areas firewalled off. Now, what they've been doing and what they're really ratcheting up now is to firewall off our body computers' ability to access a much greater range of reality, even within this holographic internet, this matrix, whatever you want to call it. They are firewalling us off from great chunks of it and being able to access it, access knowledge, understanding, and what have you, and from it. And what they are doing are destabilizing the body computer. Now, the body computer works electrically and it works chemically. When it is in chemical and electrical balance, we are at our sharpest and we are fully potentialed transmitter receivers of information.
But however, you add sodium fluoride, mercury in the shots, booze, drugs, all of it, it clouds it. And then you add the electronic frequency pollution, you add the TV, you add all these flickering distractions. I mean, they admit, first time you watch TV, 45 minutes, then you're mesmerized, dream level. And then the next time it's 10 minutes, next time's 30 seconds. People are literally mesmerized. Go ahead.
Exactly. What they're doing is destabilizing the body computer so it becomes an inefficient transmitter receiver of information. And so the band, the range of the reality that we are accessing gets smaller and smaller. It's interesting, you know. What do we say about people with closed minds? We say they're narrow-minded. I would say they're narrow-banded because they're accessing just a minute
and
amount
they
of possible reality.
And when you shut down, you tend to get smaller and smaller. When you open up, your bandwidth tends to get bigger and bigger. Here are the studies. They'll have an 85-year-old, 97-year-old in one case. I've seen the autopsy reports. In studies, my dad years ago showed these to me, some composer who was speaking five languages, totally happy till the day they died. They cut open their brain cap, tiny brain, but they were a genius. Then they'll cut open some 70-year-old who died of Alzheimer's, big brain, hadn't had a lot of tissue loss, but they were basically retarded when they died, and they're always TV heads. And they have all the studies that show TV is causing Alzheimer's, along with a cocktail of other things, because they weren't stimulating the mind. It was only one-way information.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as the saying goes, Alex, size is not everything, and it's certainly not that with the brain. It's how efficient it is, how sharp it is, how its electrical and chemical systems are working. And the more you stimulate it, the more you stimulate and hone and sharpen those systems. So when you have the dumbing down, not just of America, but of country after country now, you are, it's like a muscle. If you don't use it, then it starts to go to sleep, it starts to get flabby, it stops working properly, and you go into a smaller and smaller range of reality, which means that you cannot make the connections, you cannot connect the dots, you cannot see what is
to a sharp-minded
person obvious.
We got a break. Okay, Dave, we're going to...
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Wow, David Icke is talking about how, in the behind the scenes for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, he is talking about how the people that are going along with the system, the government people, the police, those that are in those closed-down cult-like cultures, with all the peer pressure, they are closing down right now. You can see the myopic, almost drooling. You talk to people now, and either they're getting more closed down, I mean, literally like retarded, or they're opening up and energizing and more intuitive. And I dream of giving them knowledge. I dream of seeing them energized. I dream of seeing them seeing what I see, knowing what I know, and even more. And I just want to untie that, unloose it. And then I see the New World Order, which I can see more and more clearly now. I can see their designs, their master plans, not just from their own documents, but I can see the manifestation. I can predict what they're going to do down to the exact words, blowing people away. And as the real world gets clearer and clearer to me, it's a little frightening as I see the David Icke's world's pretty clear, actually. Then it horrifies me to see these stunted creatures. It's almost like in Colors. There's these rainbow, happy, glowing light, you know, people waking up, shining brighter. And then there's these dark, like black holes of people who are getting more and more evil, more and more hateful, more and more greedy and petty. And I see a huge war right now, that war against the people unlocking their minds. David Icke.
Yeah, you know, when I go back to the days nearly 20 years ago when I had I was just minding my own business, introducing television programs, and suddenly the top of my head blew off. And for about 3 months, which is very much remembered by people in this country, for about 3 months, if you'd asked my name, I wouldn't have been able to tell you. If you'd asked me what planet I was on, I'd have had to check. But what happened in that period, it was like my mind opened so fast for whatever reason that all this knowledge that my mind and my brain did not have to decode before, suddenly it was decoding this massive amount of information that was coming into my mind. And what happened to me for about 3 months was like when you press too many keys on a computer too quick, it freezes up and it goes, can't process this, shutting down, go away. And then after about 3 months, after mass ridicule because of what had gone on, my mind like morphed. It was like the computer unfroze, and suddenly I could see the same world in a completely different way.
Now, David, let me ask you a question, because I don't know a lot of people that have had this similar experience. I have that, but every 6 months, every year, it might be two times in a week, like levels. And then the problem is the level I'm on, I can't even articulate to people, so it's very frustrating that I can't even, because it's like I'm at the Grand Canyon and, you know, on business, and I call my wife and she says, "What's it look like? Describe it." There's no describing it. It's too big. There's too much.
I tell you what, mate. The biggest frustration of my life in the last 20 years has been being in that situation since that awakening. And people perceiving you as mad, as ridiculous, as far out, as dangerous—all these things—and you knew that you just couldn't explain where you were coming from fully, because you couldn't find the words to do it. Because what you were knowing and what you were feeling, we have simply, because we've been closed down for so long, we've not developed even the human language to express it. And what's a real joy to me now, I mean, I could start crying, to be honest, as you bring this subject up. What's a real joy to me is that more and more minds are opening to, so we can now have a dialogue and people can understand other people and where they're coming from and where they've been. And so there is this massive parting of the ways, if you like.
And that's got the New World Order upset. I mean, I'm not seeing arrogance anymore. They are acting like they are scared to death of, like, kryptonite or something.
Well, it's interesting, Alex. You know, I've been saying for years now that this panic, and that's what it is, this mad panic to bring in this Orwellian state is not even to advance their power.
So yeah, they're desperate.
Hold on to the power they'd already accumulated. Because I was going to say, in those early years when my mind whacked open, I knew that there was a vibrational change coming. That's why I called the first book I ever wrote on these subjects back in 1990, Truth Vibrations. There was a vibrational change coming that was going to open people up. It was going to act like a spiritual alarm clock for those who were open to it. And that this network of control, which is a fear network, they're terrified of each other, and you're quite right. They are terrified of an awakened humanity. The way they control humanity is not because they're more intelligent or more wise, but because they've put humanity, by manipulation, in a smaller box than they're in.
We're sleeping, now, they live. I mean, that's in the movie, They Live. You know, we sleep, they live. They're living.
They Live, that John Carpenter movie, was so accurate in so many ways about the way this system
works.
And
that's their big joke. The general public isn't living. We're awake. We're living. We're just on the good guy's side. They're awake. They're on the dark side.
Yeah, and what they're terrified of, and this is why I said earlier, all this surveillance and stuff and all this data and all this tracking stuff, it's not for the mass of the population. It's for those who are awakened, because they knew, and I knew nearly 20 years ago, but who could I discuss this with? I knew 20 years ago that this stuff was coming in because they knew that the awakening was coming, and they had to try to keep the trapdoor on it. And this is why it's in this period we've had the massive influx of chemicals in food, electromagnetic pollution,
GMO,
which is designed to manipulate the energy field that we live in and the
GMO
thought fields we live in. Yeah, all that stuff, it's designed to target those who have the potential to awaken. They're in terror.
Well,
let me stop you.
They report that the magnetic field of the Earth, energized by the sun and space radiation, and this is mainstream science, is what plants and plankton and bacteria and the whole time clock's on, not just the light, but the magnetic field. And then I had the head of HARP on last week, and he was admitting they create artificial aurora borealis, but then he said cell phones and wavelengths and radio waves, none of them are bad for us, when mainline science admits it'll fry you. I mean, it's just...
The man's either an idiot or a liar.
No, I mean, he's the top scientist, the head of the thing.
Jeez, but I mean, it's a nonsense. And I said to someone a few weeks ago, how do you affect all the fish at the same time? Answer: you affect the sea. You change the sea, you affect every fish. You change the sea of energy that we live in, which is what HARP and all these other things are about. You affect everybody.
Well, I've got hundreds of studies, and obviously you know this, but I'm backing up, David, that just cell towers and thing and they always argue, well, the sun puts off a lot of this. Well, we're designed and created to live with its waves. You add all these other ones, that's what causes that butterfly effect.
Yeah, but this is the key point. I think, you know, it brings into some perspective what we've been talking about with this parting of the ways. If everything is about frequency, quite obviously, the... phones, the cell phones work on a frequency. All these things that are being poured at us work on a frequency. Even a chemical additive in a soft drink or whatever is a frequency on an energetic level. Once you open your mind, open your heart, which is connected to the mind energetically, and you raise to a higher frequency, then just like radio A doesn't affect radio B because it's on the different frequency, so these things stop affecting us. The ones, and this I think is very significant to what we've been talking about, the ones who are not opening up, who are on that frequency which they're targeting,
they're going
they
deeper.
Are going to respond more and more in line with that frequency range manipulation, and so they're going to be more closed, more robotic, whereas other people who are not being affected by that manipulation because they're out of the vibrational state stadium that these people manipulate, they're not going to be affected by it. And I tell you, Alex, that these people that are behind the New World Order are terrified of an awakening humanity.
It's a mental and spiritual rebellion against tyranny. Did you see the Baltimore Sun article 6 years ago where DARPA, that invented the net and everything else, said we are in the field testing waves and towers to make people relax during emergencies? And they said, I mean, we have the patents from the 50s, but I mean, they were testing us when they just put that in the newspaper.
Well, I think you have something similar in America, but in Britain, the Blair government, even though we had a perfectly adequate and workable communication system for the emergency services in this country, suddenly at massive cost, changed it to something called the Tetra system, which is, they have these towers now all over Britain, and there's more and more all the time.
Same thing here.
And they operate within human brainwave, the range of human brainwaves. Now, you know, as I say to people who say, well, it won't affect us. Well, hold on a second. When you go under those great power lines in your car with the radio on, what happens? Oh, well, I get interference. Well, that's what they're doing to our electrical system and balance in the human body and the human brain. But again, the more we open up, the more we raise the frequency and expand the range that we're accessing, the more these things that are operating with a certain frequency range are not going to affect us like they're going to affect people who are still in that frequency range. And this
but it's still
reason.
Not good for your tissue. I mean,
no, it's not. It's not good to have, but I'm saying that if you're operating within these low emotional and mental states, then these things are going
well,
to
let
affect
me stop you,
you
let
so
me stop
much
you.
More powerfully.
David, we're going to talk during this four-minute behind-the-scenes and come back for 5 minutes and then take calls. 1-800-259-9231. But when we come back, I want you to talk about the stakes of what we face if we, you know, don't beat this, or whether you think it's foregone we're going to beat it or foregone we're going to lose, or what their master plan is. I got to get that out of you, David, before you leave us. But right now, we're going to talk more behind the scenes about mind control.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
David Icke was just talking to me behind the scenes here for PrisonPlanet.tv about how they're targeting the children. You go into the store, it says fluoride water for kids, extra fluoride. Then the studies admit it's many times worse for children, attacking their cerebral cortex development, their entire brain, 20% IQ reduction, 20-point IQ reduction on average, federal studies. I mean, the cold-bloodedness, they now have the children's textbooks. I've got a bunch of them that say fluoride is one of the main vitamins and minerals you need, and it says how great it is. The mercury in the shots, the video games that bring you into an oxygen-starved narcosis in unnatural brainwaves that are only associated with near-death experiences. And David was explaining why they were doing that. David?
Yes, they're targeting the children because, of course, the children of today are going to be around for the, you know, on the law of averages for longer than anyone else. And so they want to create this long-term Orwellian prison for the young, so that when they by the time they become the adults, they're fully fledged robots and controlled by the system. And so it's video games that we were talking about in the break are targeting children overwhelmingly. The foods and the drinks and the soft drinks that are most appallingly filled with chemicals and toxins and all this stuff are targeting at children. And if you look at the graph of when this stuff started entering into food and drink on a massive scale, and the graph of so-called increases in childhood behavior problems, it's like a magnet that's holding the graphs together. Why? Because the body is an electrochemical entity, and if you destabilize it electrically or chemically, then you are going to manifest an imbalanced behavior of that body, an imbalanced reaction, an imbalanced sense of reality.
Well, listen,
is what's happening. We're poisoning the kids.
Well, David, it's not your opinion either. We have all the big eugenicists 80 years ago, 100 years ago. It's in my film Endgame. I mean, they wrote books saying we're going to put mercury in shots to brain damage them, put fluoride in, we're going to feed them poison food to dumb them down, we've isolated the chemicals that'll do this, and it's so cold-blooded, it's so big, the conspiracy's so large and so open that the average person can't come to grips with it, but now they can. If the New World Order was to have their way, what's the time frame? What are we going to see in the next year, next 2 years, next 10 years? What is going to unfold, and how do you see us fighting it?
Well, we are now standing at this fork in the road, and I said it in a media conference for this by-election yesterday that I'm being very, very optimistic in saying that if we go on as we are, not sleepwalking into this Orwellian state, but hurtling towards it in a comatose state, then we will live in a global fascist state within 15 years. And I'm probably being optimistic with the 15. However, at the time, at the same time this is happening, this awakening is going on. Now, I understand why people don't realize the scale of the awakening, because, you know, if it's not in the mainstream media, to most people it doesn't exist.
Yes.
And for the mainstream media to actually see something that's outside of its tiny, tiny pea-sized bubble that it covers, it has to be 10 foot high with neon lights. But I can tell you, mate, from traveling to, 45 countries now around the world, from the early 1990s, I've seen it in every country.
Yes.
And it's exponential. And it, because it doesn't get in the mainstream, the scale of it is not understood. It is enormous.
But it's not just that the mainstream's dumb. They're artificially not reporting on our victories.
Exactly. But the thing is that what we need now to do is to harness this awakening into a unified, if you like, force, which will cease to cooperate with its own enslavement. Because this is the key point. When people say, oh, no, they're all powerful. No, they're not all powerful. The power they use to control us is the power we give away.
That's right.
All the time.
That's right.
Now, if we... I'll tell you a quick story. I had a friend years ago. He was a famous comedian in Britain called Larry Grayson. And I went to his funeral, and another comedian told this story Larry Grayson had told to him about an experience he had. And Larry Grayson, in the days of the music hall and stuff like that, the last vestiges of it, he was in this musical show. It was an all-male show, and he played the woman in it. It's kind of what he did. And at the end of the show, he said, he dressed up as a Britannia, and all the men came on dressed as sailors and got on top of each other's shoulders and formed a pyramid appropriately. And they were doing it to this song, Rule Britannia, and all this rubbish.
Stay there. I want to hear it on the other side.
Okay, I'll finish then.
Yeah, we got to finish on the other side of this break. Final segment with David Icke straight ahead, ladies and gentlemen. We're really appreciative of him coming on with us, DavidIcke.com. I'm Alex Jones. Truth Rising is going to be released in the next few hours at InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage food. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
Like being a puppet, sir. Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at prisonplanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. Germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Tim, John, Graham, Joe, John, and others. We're going to take some of your phone calls. I have a quick question for David Icke. He's with us for this segment, and then that's it. He's agreed to come back on the next few months. He's running for Parliament in England to expose the shell operation that is going on over there. And I heard his evidence. There's definitely no doubt about that. Learn more at davidicke.com. Again, your phone call is just a moment. David, you were finishing up to your famous comedian friend of yours. They're doing this Hail Britannia with them in the shape of a pyramid. Go ahead.
Yeah, and Rule Britannia was, building to the end, and they all formed a pyramid on the stage. And Larry Grayson came out dressed as Britannia and was manhandled up to the top of the pyramid for the big finish. And he said that one night there was a guy in the bottom left-hand corner of the pyramid who'd started to get a cough. And this night, his cough got worse, and it coughed so much that he could no longer stand in the pyramid. And down came the pyramid, and Larry Grayson, symbolic of this elite on the top of the pyramid, ended up in row two. And all that it had taken was not, you know, someone, fighting at the top against Britannia symbolically, but someone who got a cough and walked away at the bottom of the pyramid, because the bottom of the pyramid holds the top of the pyramid up there. And when we stop cooperating with our own enslavement, because there are billions of us who are being enslaved, there's a handful at the peak of the peak of the peak who are orchestrating the enslavement in full awareness. It's all over, and they know that. They're terrified.
You know what that is? That's a true Yertle the Turtle story.
Yeah. Do you remember that movie, The Bug's Life, the animated movie?
And he says, and if just one of these ants, starts standing up, they can push us aside. Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, if they ever find out that we depend on them and not the other way around, then our way of life is over. And that's precisely what we face here. We are the ones with the power, and they are the ones who are terrified of us finding that out. And that's why there's been this massive, constant campaign of suppression of knowledge and awareness to keep us in a smaller box than they're in. We're getting out of it. More and more people are. And it's going to be a very, very interesting few years as the irresistible force, which is, meets the immovable object, which isn't.
David, what do you think about the French students in England stabbed hundreds of times apiece, ritualistically tortured, biological weapons type students, and we have all these other microbiologists and engineers being murdered all over the world? What do you think's going on behind that?
Well, I've just seen that because I've been out with the election all day. I've just seen that on the news tonight. What they're doing in every area of our lives, because we are now going towards this crunch point of awakening and all the rest of it, and they are desperate to get this this network of control in place. What they want, in essentially, is for the cell door to click shut before enough people have realized they're even in a cell. So they're upping the ante all over the place now. I mean, we are having in this country the most incredible number of young people. Interestingly, often they are either famous in terms of one was in a a movie, a Harry Potter movie that's coming out, and others are connected to famous people who are being stabbed to death. Now, this is like so many, it's unbelievable. And it's upping the ante of fear so that they can impose the solutions, which are this Orwellian state control. And so we have to now start being aware, and not just aware, but have the courage not to fall for it, and to see that it's there to enslave us and not to protect us. And this is why information is the key. When people understand the game, then the game loses control over them. It's keeping the game from people that this whole, all this suppression has been about.
I'm reading that these guys that got killed, butchered in a satanic-style torture ritual, were studying parasites jumping between dog and cat fetuses. Man, I tell you, a bunch of the biological weapons guys in the U.S. were murdered ritualistically. The first one, when it all started, was in Virginia. Remember, they tortured him and carved a pentagram in his back?
Yeah, the biotech industry, with Monsanto, of course, prime among them, are a satanic, they're one of the most dark of all the cartels, and they are far more powerful within this network than people realize.
Well, Rumsfeld headed them. He heads every company that does particularly evil stuff. Why is that?
Well, because he's evil. I mean, I don't use the word evil very much. I think it's overused. But if you take it as the opposite of live, spelt backwards, the opposite of life, then evil is very appropriate with him. I mean, he was the man that brought aspartame.
Oh, my God.
Brain suppressant and brain destroyer.
And he gave the reactors
to
North Korea. Listen to this. Mr. Bonomo was studying a parasite which can spread from cats to human fetuses. See, it's a kill human weapon. Mr. Frez's research was into bacteria which create ethanol for use as fuel. Go ahead.
We've had so many scientists at the cutting edge of their profession in these very areas you're talking about who've been taken out over the years. I mean, there were even a book written about them at one point. So many were taken out, and they would be eating their meal in London. They would get up from it, drive to Bristol, where they, which is a decent drive, where they have no family connections. They'd jump off the big suspension bridge there. You know, there's one after the other that came from the same office.
And, of course, all the surveillance cameras can never catch anything because they always turn off.
Well, we managed to have a situation where a Brazilian was shot seven times in the head while being held down at close range. And, of course, the surveillance pictures didn't come out. Obviously, it wasn't working, mate.
Listen to this. Frenchman killed in London was stabbed 196 times. They had been tortured ritualistically.
Well, you see, this is, again, something that I've been talking about for a long, long time, and it seems so extreme. I know you have too. It seems so extreme that it's beyond people's ability to grasp that it's possible. But what you're talking about here is something that goes on behind the scenes in secret as a matter of course across the world, because the rituals these people are involved in are absolutely horrendous. And clearly, you know, every now and again one breaks the surface and you can get a glimpse of what is the common thing behind the scenes that seems the rarity. But it's not. It's the rarity when it comes to public attention.
Amazing. DavidIke.com. We're going to take some calls now for David. But we've only got 10 minutes left, but David, just briefly, what is the time frame? Do you think they're going to hit Iran? If they do, how do you see that unfolding?
Well, I tell you what I learned a long time ago, which is kind of, you know, going towards it. I was told that there was going to be a conflict with China. That's where it was leading. What they wanted was a third world war that would complete the process which the First World War started, League of Nations. The Second World War took on, United Nations.
Then they can ration and have drafts and crack down you.
They want to bring in the world government so they can say, hey, look, the only way to stop war, it's like they said about the European Union, let's have a European Union and trade together and then we'll stop wars in Europe. The only way to stop war is to have a world government and a world army. and at the end of national armies, so there's no more war. And so they want a massive global conflict. And China, I was told, must have been 15 years ago, that that was where it was going to head. And I think the Middle East is designed to be the powder keg that starts to draw them in, and Iran could well be it. You see, I may be different to most people. I have real problems with the guy who's leading Iran. For him to come to power when he did, take over or defeat someone who was perceived globally as a moderate, which would have been very, very difficult.
Which is what the people wanted.
Yeah, it would have been very, very difficult to sell Iran as a danger to the world if he'd have won. But this guy came in and then started speaking the language that allowed them to say, hey, this man's dangerous. I've got great reservations about that guy.
Well, we know Reagan made deals for the arms for hostages. That was all staged. And so we know there's major connections. Let's take some calls for David Icke, always intriguing, author, documentary filmmaker, lecturer. Tim in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead, Tim.
Woody Harrelson once said in a movie, only two good things ever came out of England, America and the Beatles. I think it's time we update that list to the Watson brothers and you, David. David Icke. Good to talk to you, mate.
Thank you very much. It's very kind.
Alex, it was David that led me to you through some of his books. It was sort of like, you know, your Chemistry 101. David was the catalyst, and you were the monomer. And as you know, I've been gum on your shoe for like 6 years now, and I consider you both best friends that I've never met. David, I own four of your books. On the bottom of page 206 in The Biggest Secret, there's a picture in the Bohemian Grove of Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon with the inventor of plutonium, Glenn Seaborg.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that picture put on one of you guys' sites and people just mass mail it to Michael Reagan and ask him to please explain.
Actually, I think we have that photo on InfoWars.com.
That picture.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that picture was so symbolic of the way that you've got two people. One was a B-movie actor jumping on and off his horse at the time. The other one was a soon-to-be politician that was taking on Kennedy in the 1960 election. And both, despite those vastly different backgrounds, were both at Bohemian Grove and both go on to be presidents of the United States.
And by the way, you forgot that Eisenhower is also in the photo.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, because Eisenhower rose so rapidly in the military, and you only do that, and then to president, you only do that if the right people are behind you. And now we have Barack Obama, of course, bringing in change. I mean, you know, I mean, do me a favor, you know.
Total new world order.
That was my question.
Brzezinski for president, I say. It's called
Barack
Obama.
Look, it doesn't matter, McCain, Obama, but Obama's got the really heavy hitters behind him. He's going to be bad news. Thank you, Tim. But he'll fool a lot of people for one more ride, one more scam.
Yeah.
You're not going to hear Barack Obama say they're carrying out eugenics against blacks like nobody else. No, he'll be attacked by the white racists, and then, oh, he must be good for the blacks, and then he'll lead the blacks right into the Planned Parenthoods. John in Ohio, you're on the air.
Yes, I agree with Mr. Icke that the ultimate target of the neocons is China, and the stepping stones are Iraq and Iran. I totally agree with that. They even said so in the Project for a New American Century. But I think right now the box that the media is trying to keep us in is that there's some kind of difference between Obama and McCain. And I think, in a certain sense, the greater danger is Obama, because so many people have been convinced through cult of personality that there's some kind of a difference. I think you made a good point there about how the neocons got their start in the Democratic Party through the Henry Jackson faction, the military-industrial faction of the Democratic Party, before they joined the Republicans. And I think there's so many people right at this point now that somehow make excuses for Obama when he gets on his knees, goes to the
Israeli
lobby.
I hear you, John. We got to jump so we get to the other callers. Yes, bottom line, this is the false left paradigm. It's time for people to grow up, and until you realize they own all the major parties, and until you realize the power structure, you know, people think the president is the end-all, be-all. He isn't, is he, David?
No, I mean, the president's a puppet. I mean, I have this line, if you can see him, he's not at the top of the pyramid. I mean, the people who are really pulling the strings are in the shadows, probably, you know, no one's ever heard of them, the real power.
Graham in Seattle.
These are just cardboard cutouts who are vehicles to introduce the legislation that changes society in line with the shadow people's agenda.
And then we have a debate about whoever they put out in front of us instead of never looking above that to the real power structure. Graham in Seattle.
Hi, David.
Hello,
good to hear you on, and, you know, I definitely agree with a lot of what you're saying, but one of the major ways that I feel like people dismiss ideas about 9/11 being an inside job or, you know, various depopulation schemes and whatnot, I'm seeing looking at a Times Online article about you from June 27th. It says, "Reptilians beware, David Icke is back." And it says, "According to Mr. Icke," I'm sorry, David Icke, I'm sorry for pronouncing your name wrong. "According to Mr. Icke's belief, the world is ruled by a secret group of Illuminati, a race of shape-shifting reptilian humanoids known as the Babylonian Brotherhood." So I'm just kind
of... first of all, I posted that on my website today. It's one of the reports about me standing in this election. Well, you know, some of the things that I've said over the years have been far out for most people. But, you know, just take this on board. Just look at what myself and Alex have been discussing in the last hour and a half or so. The scale of what we've been discussing, the multi-subjects, the multi-levels of what we're discussing. And then ask yourself, could a group of people in dark suits around a table orchestrate all that, or is it bigger than that? I would say it's bigger than that. But if you disagree, that's your right.
Well,
but it's my right.
I mean, I'll say this.
View.
You know, I go up to that point, and then David, you know, goes off and does that. But I think it's we need to all be open-minded. The elites do believe they are worshiping and being directed by demon creatures. Now, whether whether that's real or not. I mean, they believe it. So that's why I think, you know, that certainly people can try to then say, well, we're all nuts. Hey, the Federal Reserve's private. They carried out 9/11. We can prove all that. And, you know, I mean, they've got things 5 football fields long floating around above Dallas. And Larry King Live is saying aliens are about to land. The Pope says aliens are coming. They're our brothers. Something big is on the horizon. They're going to stage something. And so David Icke isn't one-tenth as radical as Larry King Live is now. Graham, I appreciate your call. Joe,
the thing I would say, Alex, is important, you know. I mean, people should just take what feels right to them. I mean, if they want to take the level of this conspiracy as it plays out in the five-sense world, then take it at that level and let's react to that level. Let's join together at that level and ignore the things that you think are too far out. You know, you don't have to take it all. Just take what feels right.
Yeah, well, I know this. The elite really do think they're worshiping weird entities. And
they
so,
certainly do.
Yeah, they certainly are hardcore serious when they're cutting kids' heads off. For it. Look, we're out of time. I don't want to cut a caller here short. Joe, John, Lynn, because we're basically out of time, and I want to come back with some final comments in the final segment. David, I don't want to wait another 2 years or a year or whatever to have you back up. Can I have you up in the next few months again?
Yeah, that would be great.
David,
If I could just finish on one thought, that we should not allow our sense of reality and our sense of possibility to be confused with what's actually possible. That's the big mistake we make.
Because then you narrow your horizons. It's not saying people accept what you're saying. It's saying just allow yourself to look at everything, and then that by itself will give you a wider view instead of shuddering what you're seeing.
It's what Socrates is supposed to have said in ancient Greece. Wisdom is knowing how little we know. That keeps your mind open. Not to believe anything, but to be open to all possibility.
Okay.
The world's much bigger than the one we think we're living in.
DavidIcke.com, Infowars.com is my site. David, thank you.
Cheers, Alex.
I'm going to say bye to you during the break.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more.
InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune, as long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why, what's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
That was with David Icke.
Tell all the folks in Russia,
in China too. Coming for the New World Order, baby. Time to catch this train.
And let this train.
Because if you don't, I'm sorry for you. People of the world, join hands. Join hands. It's a love train. Love train. Hardcore bioweapon attack. We're coming to help you.
Tell all the folks in Egypt, in Israel,
all of you in the mental prison.
Please don't miss this train.
The Info Warriors are coming to unlock your mind.
Cause if you miss it, I feel sorry, sorry for you.
Don't miss it. They live, we sleep. Time to wake up, folks. I'm awake, and I only want you to have the same thing I have. Many of you look at levels much higher than I am when it comes to understanding. All right, this is the final segment. Don't have any time to take any more calls. Feels like Friday because I'm going to be off tomorrow, but Jason Burmes is going to be sitting in. Here's the big announcement. You can watch the film right now. You can go right now and watch. This is a military operation against the New World Order. We always spring things when we want, early, generally, unannounced. You can see the film right now. It officially comes out on July 4th, but we're doing this about 8 hours, 9 hours early, depending on what time zone you're in. Hell, over in England, it's going to be midnight soon anyways, and it certainly is in Russia and China right now. So you can say that it is already July 4th there, and it's all going to be going live. I mean, it's up there right now, but the links are going live in the next 5-10 minutes at InfoWars.com, at PrisonPlanet.tv, at PrisonPlanet.com for all PrisonPlanet.tv members. If you don't have a membership, it's 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. That allows us to pay for these great servers and to have the good IT people and to make the great films. And So you support us there. But there's going to DivX version. You can burn it to disc to give to people in high quality. Most players have DivX now. You can burn it to regular DVD if you want. If they don't have that type of player, you can buy the high quality DVD to get the best quality at InfoWars.com for $19.95. So go to InfoWars.com, order the DVD. It's going to be shipping out Saturday and Monday. Also, you can, again, watch it right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. That's PrisonPlanet.tv. Truth Rising, unleashing the juggernaut that is humanity, the sleeping giant that is America and the rest of the world, exposing the terrorists, exposing that murdering criminals run our society and are totally and completely illegitimate. So Truth Rising, ladies and gentlemen, is now available, and the links will go live up on PrisonPlanet.tv for members right now. So I suggest all of you tune in over there if you have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership and watch Truth Rising and download your own personal copy. I also want to thank all the great folks this week that did a wonderful job, and I want to encourage everybody to support our sponsors like InnerFood. And the best green food out there that I have found, bar none. You call them, you get 10% off on their whole line of products, their superfoods. 866-762-9238. Tell them Alex Jones sent you and get 10% off. 866-762-9238 or innerfood.com. Go to InfoWars.com. Link through on the InnerFood Botanicals link, and on their whole line of products, get 10% off. 866-762-9238 or InnerFood.com. Dullscale, barley grass, wheatgrass, Carina, spirulina, and 14 other superfoods in their two little green scoops in juice a day. Absolutely amazing. 866-762-9238 or InnerFood.com. Have a great 4th of July, a great Friday. Burmese will be sitting in here. Retransmission at InfoWars.com starts now with Ron Paul, General Stubblebine, David Icke, all of it restreamed at InfoWars.com. God bless you all. Great job.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Eugenics dominated the 20th century. Its ruthless spirit has now...